You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
All right, there we go.
I'll give Meyer a piece of paper to start the will picture.
All right, hey everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today we are playing Eclipse Phase.
Yay!
We are playing Self-Discovery Episode 5, Dial Z for Zombieland. Title courtesy of Ryan.
Yay!
Ryan.
When we last left our intrepid heroes, they had managed to escape from the Fajing mining colony just barely, with most of their limbs intact.
I had most of my limbs.
Yes. I think Ed was the only one missing limbs. Meyer was missing some internal space.
Meyer got pretty fucked up.
So was
up.
Will.
Yeah, Will got stabbed pretty good.
Yeah.
What about Derek? Didn't Derek get hurt in some way?
I don't think so. No. Derek is not here tonight.
Yeah.
Derek is eating chips.
I had half of my
limbs. Come on.
So, Proxy
is just freaked out about the bugs.
Yes. So you guys managed to recover the key and restore Proxy Steel to his full status, at which he told you that the mission critical information he discovered was some comms chatter between Prometheus Syndicate agents talking about the Zernbany facility in the belt and something about a Farcaster. It's his belief that the Farcaster is obviously important to them, because they are going to great lengths to keep it secret. And the fact that they managed to infiltrate Zombieland, which is what is commonly known as, to get to this, means that they really wanted it. So, he wants you to get it. Or at least find out what it is.
It's a Fargate, not a Stargate. Do I have to give it a Mohawk in a wheelchair?
You return to Mars to heal yourselves, rearm. You can all roll psychology for your muse.
41.
Let's see.
21?
41.
41.
Let's try these dice.
I have psychotherapy. Where is it?
That's fine, too.
Alright. Ooh! 55 out of 60.
Woo! Woo! Wow, I got a 50.
I'm rolling those criticals.
52.
Oh, I do declare.
34 out of 60.
Alright, who else got a crit besides Ryan? Alright. So.
No one.
Nobody.
Everyone who succeeded gets back 5.
Yay.
Yes.
Ryan, you get back 7.
Oh, 5
7.
That takes away my trauma.
Oh, lordy, lordy, I've rolled a 55.
Oh, lordy, my trauma is gone.
My trauma's gone, too.
Racist.
It was only this easy to get rid of.
Now I'm completely sane, except for the fact that I think I have the exurgent virus.
My wound is gone. Working on Santa kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, Chris, you're still convinced you have the exurgent virus. A very specific strain.
Ryan, would you mind pouring me a sprit?
Sure.
All right, so you guys have restocked and rearmed.
Be sure to sprit in it.
Proxy Steel sends you a message asking you to return to the Sheila 2 so he can talk to you more easily.
Nope.
He is still in his ship, which is in high Martian orbit. He did not land.
He wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. He is his ship, pretty much, right now.
I'm quitting Firewall. I'm done. My career is over.
Put a bullet in your head.
Yeah. You wake up in a cold storage facility. All your memories from the last few years are gone.
That's all right. I'm going to go to Mars and hang out there.
All right. So, do you all return to the ship? Well, you have to sit your ass down to do that first. So let's start with Meyer.
Well,
we'll go counterclockwise.
Fucking drinks.
So, Meyer?
Not pouring me one.
My name's Meyer, and I'm playing Gavin, parched. The smooth-talking con man.
James.
I'm playing Elise Menezes, and she's the group hacker.
Yep.
And apparently the group slut now.
Yeah, apparently. Everybody after me.
No,
but I haven't given it up, so it's not really a slut yet.
She's just the object of desire.
Yes.
That's true.
Gavin's the group slut.
Dory, I'll desire you.
Well, you can't.
I am.
Yeah, you're the same way.
You don't desire anyone.
No,
you don't have genitals.
I am Ed. I am playing Doc Skelex.
Bird is the word.
The group doc.
No, Will, one of them. Will does not have genitals.
And Bird.
CP.
Probably just threw a little hole.
Ooh. Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm Chris. I'll play Damien. He's a pig, and he likes to sell people in slavery. But he doesn't like people to know that he's a pig.
I'm Alex, and I'm God.
And I'm Will, and I'm Amir.
Will P's out of Little Hole.
I'm Ryan, and I am Lucas, and I am a Fury.
DP out of Little Hole, too?
Yeah.
I'm a Brinker bouncer, okay? There you go.
I pee in bottles.
Unless you don't like sucking up.
All right, so you return to the ship, and Proxy Steel activates a little holopad that you didn't even know was there. And a holographic representation... Actually, no, you have Entropics. You don't need a holopad.
Yeah, no.
A holographic representation of Proxy Steel pops up in your Entropics. It's his steel morph that you were prowling around with. All right.
Hi.
While you were all recovering on Mars for the past few days, I managed to dig up a little more information. Whatever this thing, this Farcaster is in Zombieland, it seems that what's on the other side of it is what the Prometheus Syndicate is really after. This is just their gateway to it. So it is imperative that you find out what it is, and if necessary, go there.
So what you're saying, Proxy, is that you want us to transmit copies of ourselves through a foreign Farcaster controlled by the enemy. We don't know what's on the other side. This is bad news.
Well, ostensibly, you would take control of it first.
Well, that doesn't help us where we get wherever the hell it is we're going.
Yes, well, about that. I still haven't been able to figure out how the Prometheus Syndicate was able to infiltrate Zombieland. You see, for those of you who don't know, any ship that gets within 6 kilometers is blasted out of space until there is nothing, no piece greater than 5 kilograms and is emitting no radio signals. Anyone who tried to stow away aboard a Zerbany ship that was going to the facility managed to have the ship self-destruct and kill them. Thank you. So, we have to figure out a way to get you in.
Maybe they sent 2 copies of themselves.
What did we actually do? Just
you floated over.
So the same thing we did last time.
One of you floated over, and then the other half, didn't you go in and synth? And
yeah, we sleeved ourselves in synths that they had ordered.
Well, I did do a deep scan of the facility and its sensor capabilities. There is a hole.
There's a hole.
But if you're careful, you might be able to slip through that way.
Like the one Will Peace through?
Yes.
There's a hole I can get into it. But on both. I liked it, Meyer.
So what's the weakness?
He brings up a display of the asteroid. everything's sort of a blue hologrammy, and there's a red field around it. The red is the sensor range of the field. And then it zooms in on one spot, and there's a very small hole. It's literally a hole that leads through the sensor field.
Oh, look at that little hole.
For some reason, their sensors have this blind spot. It's not big. Too small for a ship.
Doesn't give us much breathing room.
Well, no. But so, then again, it's in space, so there's no breathing room.
If we tether ourselves together...
Could work.
Got shot out of a torpedo tube.
Oh, and I don't throw up anymore.
That's fortunate for everyone.
Especially the person you're tied to and the person behind you.
Well, no. He's in a vac suit, so it's really just him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know. Do we really want to tie ourselves to each other? Because then if one of us goes flying off, couldn't we drag all the other ones to their death?
Mm. Presumably.
Maybe I said that in character. Pretend I snorted first.
Well, yes, but then if one of us goes flying off and the rest of us have our wits about us, we can save the other person.
Yeah.
If we wanted to. Cast a suspicious glare at everybody.
Look, I'll help you all as much as I can, but right now I also have to focus on rebuilding a base for myself. I deployed a probe to find a remote asteroid to convert to Computronium, but until that time... I'm literally stuck inside the ship. I can't go with you.
Aww. She goes to give the hologram a hug.
Walk through it.
And she realized that as she was about to hug him. Oops.
You send him a little animated Neko to keep him company. It's adorable.
Animated Will.
What I was going to say is we should probably make some alpha forks of ourselves, because I don't like the idea of sending me, the only me, through a Farcaster blind.
That's understandable.
Hey, I don't feel like dying, so you go do it. I'm sure I can tell myself to do that.
Well, I'm
not going to be very agreeable.
I'm sure I'll understand, because at least one of us will go on.
Well, the alpha fork of yourself, out of character, wouldn't be instantiated until it arrives on the other side of the Farcaster.
Okay.
Like, if you make it, it's just a file in your brain.
Okay. Right.
It's not talking to you.
It doesn't have a choice.
You don't have to persuade it to do anything.
I mean, you might get to the other side and go, son of a bitch.
I hate myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very angry at myself, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I'm not going to be too pleased with myself either.
So we'll have two peep Gavins walking around. That'd be cool.
Well, we might always end up getting killed and not having to worry about it, so...
It usually is our ML.
There's also that.
I think we should probably get some kind of a... what do they call it? A rocket sled?
Yeah. there's one on the firewall.
Armory.
Armory, because why not? Ed, that's disgusting. Apologize.
Sorry.
Say you're sorry to Greg.
Sorry, Greg.
Before he yells at you.
Greg, yell at him anyway. Alright, so...
Yeah, yell at someone who isn't me, Greg.
You guys are going to float in?
Yeah, I guess so. How long is it going to take us to get to the belt?
It's cool, right?
Well, you're in Mars. It's going to take you about a day to get
to do it
within range of the facility.
Ow. Okay. So in that case, I guess, can we do some research to see if we can dig up anything else about this place?
Sure.
I'm going to ping my HyperCorp.
Wait a second. What's the reason Dalton isn't here?
38 out of 40 on my research.
He's with you.
Oh, okay.
Can I roll my smuggling tricks to see if I can come up with a different way in?
Sure.
Better way, maybe? Probably.
What'd you get for your research, Ed?
I've got a lot of people riding by 38
out of 40. 91.
All right. The Zermany facility is actually kind of famous in the Belt area. Back during the fall, something happened to all the Zermany facilities. This one, which is located on the asteroid 349 Dembowska, went dark for 8 days. No communication, nothing going in or out. When it came back up, everything was fine. Anyone who tried to communicate with it, they got the spokes AGI named Ash, who said, yeah, everything's fine, don't need any assistance, thanks for the offer. From that point, anyone who got close would be blown out of the sky by the increased defenses that the station popped up. So no one's been back there since. No one has spoken to a Zernbini employee since the fall.
But ostensibly, Prometheus has people on board.
Right.
And out of character, I know that it's me, Chris, and Derek.
The other thing, people call it Zombie Land because the facility's still running.
And
it still exports. Zermany is a mining company. So it still exports ore, but there's no one home.
Sounds like the AI just kind of took over.
No one knows because no one can get inside.
While we're going back and forth with this.
But we killed him last game.
I pinged my HyperCorp and I failed. I just remembered something. We popped the stack out of that guy, right? From the guy who was the bug.
I haven't.
The guy from what?
The guy who was the mother bug, the queen bug.
Oh, right.
And Ed's have it. So since we've got some time, I'm going to say to the doc that he should instantiate that guy and find out who he was.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
I rolled an 8 on my smuggling tricks. Out of 80.
If that's the hole in their sensor field, the best thing is probably to exploit that. Tying yourself together could go either way.
Okay. No new information. You're welcome, everyone.
I mean, your other option would be to storm the gates and hope you live.
But they have a lot of firepower, supposedly.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll instantiate him as an
infomorph. We need a superstar starter to get through there.
I do have an interest in
go and meet him on the.
Well, if he's, I mean, you can instantiate him into. Wow, what it?
Symbol space.
Yeah, symbol space.
That's what I meant.
Or, I mean, you could just load him up and he would come up as a hologram in your entropics on the ship.
We're
like
going
Proxy
to the Death Star.
I guess I could do that. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if you want a symbol space, Ryan can make you a horrible symbol space, too. Or a not horrible symbol space.
A really nice, pleasant location.
Well, you know, I think I want to meet him in symbol space because then if I have to, I can perform psychosurgery on him.
Well, you could do that anyway.
I thought I had to be in symbol space.
No, he just has to be an infomorph.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're pretty much playing with the data of his brain.
Okay. Then I'll instantiate him.
And he'll pop up as a hologram.
Yeah. And if need be, we'll put him in a horrible symbol space.
Okay.
Can I roll to make a horrible... Oh, no, we still have that one from...
Yeah, we have it.
Yeah. Oh, the warehouse one?
The warehouse one.
Yeah, you still got that. That one was pretty horrible. Yeah, you instantiate him. Oh, my God.
You're not worm people.
Where am I?
You're looking much better than you were last time I saw you.
Oh, God. That thing was inside me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It isn't anymore.
Oh, thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
Well, it's not inside you because there really is no you anymore. You look more like
a
jar of bolognese sauce.
Kind of sauce?
Oh, God.
Bolognese.
What?
It's meat sauce.
Well, he sort of just, like, sits down. Mm. What happened?
Well, the thing burst out of you and,
tried to eat us.
Tried to eat us. We killed it, if that makes it any better.
Yeah. Good. That thing was awful.
So, who are you? And what were you doing on our ship?
My name is Duncan. I was trying to get away.
Away from?
The Syndicate. They sent me to infiltrate that facility, and they gave me that worm thing. They said it was going to help destabilize it and make Fa Jing look bad.
But it did. It certainly did.
I didn't realize, though, as soon as I got to the station and opened up the case that thing was in, it jumped on me and crawled down my throat. And then it... It pierced my back. And started laying eggs.
I want to have my muse sort of analyze him while I'm interrogating him to see if he's holding anything back or if he's lying or anything.
I don't think a muse can do that.
Well, you can do kinesics. Or just...
Yeah, you could. Does your muse have to? I think.
Oh no, it doesn't. I was going to say psychology.
The kinesics is. Right. Okay. I mean, kinesics, you can. Yes.
That is a failure.
Are we all sitting here watching this?
Yeah, you can all see him.
So we can all kinesics this.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think he's kind of holding me back if he's explaining how the thing like.
I don't think so either. But
I can
you don't know, Ed.
I'm not going to kinesics him.
It's hard, but you can't tell because he's a hologram. You have a hard enough time reading humans as it is, and as a hologram.
I mean, out of character, I don't think he has any reason to lie to us. But in character,
yeah. Everyone who passed, he's 45. Telling the truth. He's not lying to you.
Can I? Maybe use like some facial recog software, see if he was ever on the eye. Because if he was Syndicate, then ostensibly at one point he might have been Firewall.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So that's... No.
So,
You don't turn anything up.
The terrifying, awful metal bugs were too much for you to handle, and...
Look, They didn't tell me it was going to infect me.
So...
Seems your bosses don't have a great deal of concern for you, Duncan.
No, they don't.
Sounds like you got what was coming to you, really.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Huh. Well, what can you tell us, then? Obviously, you wanted to leave the Syndicate. We're very glad about that, by the way.
Oh, no, I'm not giving things up that easy.
I get a pizza.
You know, Duncan, there are things that we can do for you as a helpless infomorph, like not instantiate you in horrific symbol spaces and expose you to all kinds of different psychosurgical tortures.
I'm very good at that.
We can set you up. We can get you a new body if you're willing to...
One that doesn't come with a bug.
If you're willing to flip.
And we'll throw in some stuffed crust pizza.
Too.
Look, it's not that I'm not going to give up any information, but I know how Firewall works. You guys are just as low on the food chain as I am. Yes. I need some guarantees from someone higher up. I need to speak to a proxy. I'm not dealing with you guys.
All right, I'll ping Proxy Steele. Bring him up on the Entropics. Get him involved in this conversation. Just send him a brief, I
fuck
guess.
Fuck Ryan, you made this happen. Man,
no. Oh, yeah, that's my fault.
would it be...
We just happened to
better
have
if instead of
on a ship
Brent
us.
Calling a proxy in, we played him the video of feeding a person to my dogs.
Well, no, because, I mean, you could, but he doesn't have a body.
We can give him one.
We can virtually feed him to some dogs. Yeah. It's just his brain telling him that he's being fed to dogs.
Yeah, you could try to break him.
I mean, it's...
Well, I'm going to say, let's try to do this pleasantly
first.
Yeah, before we...
And then we'll cut
without threatening...
Oh. I'll tell you what.
All right, Damien.
We'll try to do this peacefully first. Can't help us. Then we'll torture you.
I'll contact Steele and I'll just tell him we recovered a stack from the mining colony. Guy says that he was with the Prometheus Syndicate. Excuse me. And they sent him to infiltrate. And he wants to flip, but he's excuse me again.
He
wants to. Talk to somebody higher up than us who can make him a deal and maybe offer him sanctuary.
Huh. Interesting.
Sanctuary!
That's definitely useful.
Sanctuary!
I wish I installed a farcaster on your ship.
I started preaching about that.
save him. Don't torture him.
Damn it.
That could ruin him. But the next time you get access to a farcaster, send him to me.
Okay. So I'll come back and I'll just tell him Proxy says we should hang on to you until we get to a farcaster, at which point we're going to send you off.
What are you going to do with me until then?
He said to keep you comfortable. Tell you what, I've got a great simul space that we can instantiate you in. Got an office plant and everything.
All right, fine. Right, you load him into the room with 8-bit office files.
Can you put a chessboard in there and I'll play him? Keep him company.
All right. About this time.
No answer for Jane.
I guess not.
He was asking Ryan, not me.
Hang on. Can I program?
Give me a
simul space design.
What's that Bible?
That was like a Wilma
Gideon Bible, right?
Yeah, 18 out of
65.
Yeah, a chessboard pops in there.
Yay, I'm going to play chess with him.
Do you have chess playing as a skill?
I do not.
I could probably do.
Just use like intelligence or something.
Could just lose.
I guess I'm going to say cog. Do cog times 2.
Out of 62.
Your cog times 2 is 62?
Oh, cog? I read the wrong one. Somebody must have wrote over because it says my cog is 26.
Oh, yeah, I changed that because you had the wrong number.
Okay.
That's still a failure.
That's a critical fail.
Yeah. You lose hard.
You play checkers.
Yeah. Ooh, horses.
Diagonal, right? King me.
Yeah, you lose hard, James.
Okay. What is that, like checkers?
No. After the first game, Duncan says, so, you want to play for credits?
After the first game, Duncan says, do you know how to play chess?
You're pretty good at this. You want to play for credits?
Yeah. I'll play him.
Sorry, Alex.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't even think we were actually going to play. I was just fooling around.
All right. So, the ship's AI informs you that you are just outside the sensor range of the Zermany facility.
I beat him.
How do you know?
36 out of 40.
He gets to roll. Yeah, you beat him. All right.
I lost by 2 points.
Picturing the giant bird moving the chess pieces with his mouth.
He has hands.
I know, but I'm picturing him moving it with his mouth anyway.
Okay.
Accidentally spraying gas everywhere.
All right, so, what are you going to do?
Accidentally.
Well, you know what? Let me,
fork ourselves.
Yeah, first we need to fork ourselves.
All right. You don't have to roll for that. You could have been doing that on the way over.
Yeah, we'll load up some forks.
Spoon.
I have a
or
feeling
a knife and a spoon.
Before we go into
or
this.
Spork.
What about the dish?
I'm going to instantiate myself into the room with the office plan and the chessboard.
Okay.
And I'm going to just talk to Duncan for a few minutes. So, right. Duncan, since you were syndicate, I was wondering if you might be able to tell us what you know about Zerbany.
Zombieland?
That's our next stop.
I just know what everyone else says. Maybe I knew something. They like to fork us in the syndicates, and they're rather liberal with their memory pruning. All I really have is information critical to the mission I was on.
Ah.
I don't know anything about Zombieland other than the horror stories everyone tells.
Hey, I listen to an AP that tells me differently.
Well, no, he's saying he has no recollection
right,
of that.
Yeah.
Physics.
Why not?
He might actually. He probably actually doesn't.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah, 59 out of 60.
Yeah, he's telling the truth.
I believe it. Fucking yeah. Prometheus Syndicate are crazy bastards.
Yeah.
Hey, but what did it hurt to check?
Yeah, no.
I mean, to be fair, Firewall would do something like that too. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Firewall would. Yeah, they would. They would do that. Not maybe as often as the Prometheus Syndicate does, but.
Yeah, for, like, emergency situations.
Oh, yeah, they'll cut your brain out. Sort of like the Men in Black. Oh, you're not with us anymore? Sorry, you don't remember it.
All right, so I'm gonna tell... I'll leave Duncan there. We'll tell Dalton...
As you're rezzing out, Ryan, you hear him go, "Can I just have a magazine?"
It's a Bible.
Yeah, the Gideon Bible.
you give him a 1986 copy of Highlights.
With the pictures already found.
Are you kidding me? That would be a historic relic.
3, 2, 1, contact. Let's see. We'll leave the ship here with Dalton. Dalton's aboard, right?
No, Dalton's coming with you.
Oh, he is?
Yep.
Okay.
Because I said so. While you guys figure stuff out, I'm going to
maybe probably give him a book of crossword puzzles.
Probably because this is going to take more than one game.
Probably. Well, what I was thinking is as long as we can get to the Farcaster by the end of this session, Derek could always pick up with us next session because he's, you know, we'll just carry a fork of him.
Yeah, I've been forking you in my pocket.
And then, you know, our regular non-Doom selves can come back and rejoin him on the ship.
I just have this image in my head of me instantiating on the other side and then just look... I am such a dick!
I should probably attach some little guidance rockets to everyone's armor that I didn't do it to last time we were jumping through space.
Yeah, well, the last time we were jumping through space, we got completely destroyed.
So I should probably also add them to mine.
Yeah.
And well, my other self is an informant. He's just like, don't you fucking do it. Don't you fucking send me over there. Don't you do it. Don't you do it, you little shit. Fuck you.
I know what you're planning. I'm you.
You told me so right before you made me.
I'm just making you to go die on the other side. Sorry.
I may not know what you're thinking right now, but I know what your plan is.
Dalton's coming with you, but he's just going to be standing in the back eating chips the whole time.
Because what I was thinking is, as long as we can get to the Farcaster, by the end of this game,
mm-hmm.
Derek can just pick up with us because we'll carry a copy of his fork. That way, he can stay on the ship. boats.
Okay, yeah, that'll work too.
He can stay on the ship, and we can.
Well, you know what?
Have somebody aboard.
My plan is to get you by the Farcaster for the end of this game, and if not, we'll just retcon and say he was with you the whole time.
Okay.
Last time we went to like kind of drift through space without much help, I attached some little like guidance rockets onto the armor of the people that were going.
Right.
I'd like to do that again.
You don't have guidance rockets. You would have had to buy them on Mars.
How far are we from Mars?
A day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I should have thought of that earlier.
Yeah,
that thanks for reminding me, assholes.
How big is the hole?
You're welcome, Chris.
I mean, it's not a physical hole. It's maybe a meter wide.
Oh, it's not 2 meters?
Wait, so don't stick your arms out and wave, otherwise you'll get them blown off.
Will's pee hole. Why are you asking, Will?
Will's pee hole is a meter wide.
Well, it's a Death Star reference. Star Wars reference.
All right, so are you guys going?
He was asking if it was 2 meters.
Yeah, I guess we're going to... I'm going to say, who's good at free-falling? I'm pretty good.
Will is now.
I'm recently improved at free-falling.
I was okay at free-falling.
Are you guys tethering yourselves together?
I spent a lot of training on the...
Give me an idea check if you want.
Who's got good free-falling?
INT or COG times 3.
They're both the same. 24 out of 45.
Okay. Well, Ryan, you realize, since you're in space, someone who's good at free-fall could also strap someone who's bad at free-fall to their back.
So that it wouldn't necessarily, they wouldn't have to do anything.
Right. They would just ride with you, and they wouldn't screw you up. Like, if they're tethered to you, that could screw you up. But, you know,
but if they're just strapped
to your back.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll pitch that idea to everybody. So everybody who's bad at free fall, pick a buddy who's good at free fall, and then strap yourselves to them.
Oh, what's everyone's free fall?
I'm a little bit below average.
I'm 75. I'm above average.
I'm at 60.
I'm also 50.
Meyer?
30.
All right, so really we got to worry about Gavin and Doc. So, Doc, why don't you go with...
Amir.
Why don't you go with Amir? And Gavin, you go with Elise.
All right, so everyone who's making the free-fall check, make a free-fall check.
Yeah.
Yep. 46 out of 60.
43 out of 75.
50 out of 50.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
48
out of 50.
I'm like, I'm about to kill
Amir.
I
would
not
have
made it.
You make that like a motherfucking James.
Yeah.
I'm about to kill Amir. I saw the zero. I'm like, crap, this could go either
way. Gavin.
Sorry.
The airlock depressurizes. Door in front of you slides open. You all just stand back and push off. And like motherfucking bosses, thread that needle. Until you all come...
like the boss.
And at the very last minute, you all do a nice flip and spin around so you land feet first on the asteroid in a little cloud of dust.
Whee!
Alright, so... Proxy said he gave us a layout of this place.
Alright, Chewie, let me out. Yeah. Let me down.
So where are we in relation, like...
You're about a kilometer from the door. You have to walk over. Well,
work on it.
How do you want to go in? There's an airlock.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I remember from last time, there's that cargo bay.
Right.
There were a couple of airlocks.
Yeah, there's a big cargo bay.
Cabbage bay.
And there are airlocks spread out over the surface of the asteroid.
Maybe like a truck go bay.
Well, the cargo bay was open to space?
Space?
You don't know.
Space. Okay. Space. I guess let's just head for one of the airlocks. We'll have Elise hack it open.
Okay.
Sure, put all that responsibility.
Before he hacks it open, we're going to T-ray through the wall.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
wow.
Please. I can do that now.
Yeah.
Baba.
All right, well then.
Perception.
You all walk over. Everyone who's T-raying through the wall, make a perception check.
Perception!
Plus 20! Oh, critical
failure. 34 out of 50.
That is a 46 out of 85. You're
distracted by your own bone structure.
Yeah,
I know. You see fluffy bunnies.
I look at the ground.
Who's going to have to make a sand check? We're going to make a sand check.
Nope, nothing on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Chris clearly failed, so he didn't see anything.
You don't
I feel like T-Ray. Anytime I've seen, most times people use T-rays. They
yeah. Well, they actually, Brian puts. I've been running. You don't actually see through skin. It's not an X-ray.
T-ray. You see, it's like terahertz are like those full body scanners at the airport, so you can see like guns, but you know, like it doesn't penetrate skin.
Yeah. So there's nothing on the other side.
Cold bodies. Well. It seems that at least there's nothing immediately terrible. Why don't you do what you do, darling?
All right. InfoSec to Hackendor.
Now, have to go do that voodoo that you do so well.
16 out of 85.
All right. So you got past the firewall. Another one. Opposed.
53 at 85.
All right. You get in.
Are we wearing our armor?
Yeah, if your armor is vacuum sealed. Yeah, yeah. This is an armor situation.
We're in open space.
Okay.
So
I'm in a back suit.
Do you have, okay.
I vac sealed my armor.
When the airlock cycles, do we hear air rushing out of it or
no. It's not even an airlock. It's
just
a door.
Yeah. I mean it's a sealed door.
Right.
But there's no interior airlock.
It's just like a shed door.
Yeah. Just a screen door.
How is it flapping?
It has a motor.
Uh-huh. I'd say that the motor
just to make you creepy. Yeah. Just no, to make you creepy. Yeah. I'm gonna activate my smart skin. By the way.
Okay. Activate your smart skin.
I'm gonna activate my trap card.
It's a trap card. The interior is dark. You're in. As far as you can tell, you're in a long hallway.
It's kind of dark. I really can't see much of anything.
It seems to be just roughly carved. Ooh, excuse me. It just seems to be roughly carved at what?
I'm just imagining you just throwing up.
Why?
I don't know. It'd be funny.
It's a roughly carved.
This throwing. Game is over. Were you picturing him throwing up on me or on Will?
On Will.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Take that, Will. All
right. So it's roughly carved into the stone as if a borer came through here. And that's it.
And then they slapped the screen door at the end?
Yeah, and then just slapped the screen door at the end.
With a motor to simulate creepy wind.
You can see far down the hall, not too far, there are lights embedded in the quote-unquote ceiling, but they're very far apart, so there's deep pools of shadows in between them.
I do not like this at all.
That makes me feel safe.
If I step in the shadows, do I get attacked
by Krill? The exact opposite of those things.
No, a giant hand falls from the ceiling and lifts you back to the dungeon entrance.
Well, I mean, that's not too bad. I
was actually imagining more Doctor Who on this one.
Damien, you've got a spec, right?
A spec? Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
No air.
Oh, that's right. It can't hover.
It's motorized, yeah.
Oh, and I'm going to drug myself up, so I'll make those.
Addiction checks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Will times three.
Pass one.
I'm pointing at me.
What's in your
Will
drug
times three?
Drive and climb. Times.
Okay, what are those doing?
Two?
Plus three. Five to intelligence, plus five to cog. All
right.
I failed the Clar one, so I guess I'm addicted to Clar, but...
Oh, no, you're going to have to squirt your drug gland.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Elise. What's the rundown on this place? What's going on the network?
God, what do I see on the network?
Interfacing.
How do you see interfacing?
He's good.
He sees the Matrix.
60 out of 65.
Nothing.
I love Elise.
There's like nothing going on.
You and the bird.
Alex, because we're walking through creepy darkness and we might get ambushed, just remember that I have plus 10 to surprise.
Okay.
Right. Dab it. That's it.
In that case, I'll take point. Why don't we put Amir and Dalton in the back and the doc, Gavin, and Elise in the middle.
And I'll go home.
Well, that just sounds like a lovely place. Damien, not Dalton. Dalton's not there.
Yeah.
That's what Meyer's thinking, too. I'll go home.
What? Why?
All right, James. You got a message.
What? I got a pop-up. What does it say?
You're not supposed to be here. It's text.
You're lying?
Yes, I am.
We're not the droid you're looking for.
Guys, I got a message. It says that we're not supposed to be here.
Okay, then let's go in.
Okay.
Tell it we are supposed to be here.
I'm sorry for intruding, but we're kind of lost.
Is that what you sent back?
Not with the question mark.
So you sorry for intruding, we're kind of lost.
Yes.
All right. A second later, you get another... No, you're not. You're firewall.
Guys, yes. I think our cover's blown.
Book it!
What cover?
And we go into free running.
Well, you can't free run in zero gravity.
Oh, free falling.
Are you guys actually trying to run as fast as you can?
Well, we don't know where we're going.
Right. Well, so you entered at the end of a hallway.
We're also
right.
not getting attacked by anything.
There's only one way to go.
We're just being threatened.
Let's
guys,
just
stay in the middle.
Let's just get in.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're okay. You go in, door
I'm
closes.
I'm sure my gun is out.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a firewall question mark.
Okay. It doesn't respond to you this time.
Okay. Guys, I don't think they like me too much.
Boring conversation anyway.
Well, you didn't get just him.
Well, he was relating it.
Rosalind.
He said he was. I'm going to at least jam your fucking entroptics because... Yeah. We don't want anything that is running this abandoned fucking station hacking into your brain.
Well, he doesn't have a cyber brain.
Did we get the TACnet, by the way?
No, we talked about it, but I don't know if we actually
did. No, we forgot to.
It.
You could still do a basilisk hack.
Yeah. He'd have to open the message.
Isn't that true. The thing that turns things into stone by looking at them?
That's a basilisk, yeah, but a basilisk hack in Eclipse Phase, it's a simple hack that takes over your brain.
In that book, it was also a thing that you put on cameras.
Yeah, that turned into stone.
Yeah.
But this one, it's a series of sounds or video specifically tuned to hack the human brain. And it's
the brown note from South Park.
Yeah. It's not complex enough to, like, take over your mind, like when Elise was infected by the exurgent virus.
But it
gives you
like one
command.
Like shit yourself.
So, kill yourself. Kill your friends.
Like
are we dealing with some sort of psychotic AGI here?
I hope not.
Which means probably yes.
I'm going to turn off my 3G and Wi-Fi.
We know there's an AGI here. What else have you seen?
All right, as you guys get through the hallway, as you see, it starts to open up. And the lights get a little more... consistent.
Ooh,
there aren't as huge pools of darkness in between them. And then as you're going down, on your right-hand side, it opens up into a big hallway. And you can see lights at the end of it, and it keeps going forward in front of you.
The dining hall. Floor one, men's apparel.
I'll make sure to stomp any corpses we see so they don't get back up. Oh, wrong game.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
You guys can also try pulling up a station map if you want.
Elise, why don't you do that? And
I'm a skirt.
No.
I turned off my 3G and Wi-Fi.
No, look at Alex trying not to smile. Don't be pulling up anything.
Well, Proxy said that he gave us like a deep scan of the place, right?
No, so, he said he scanned their defenses.
Oh, okay.
That would be 3G, but that's another generation. It's probably much more than third generation.
Yeah, I know. They're just using...
Well, if you want, it's just an interfacing check to get them out.
Well, this other thing knows that we're here, so it could feed us whatever information we want, whatever information it wants, rather. I'm going to say that's why I wanted to use Chris's spec to sort of scout ahead, but we can't.
No. Rats can't wander around without oxygen either.
No.
Unless you put them in a vac suit and throw them.
Do I have any rat-sized vac suits? Like a little ball? You know, like those balls?
A little hamster ball.
A little
without gravity, it wouldn't work.
You could punt it down the hallway.
Why not?
Because you'd put him down on the floor.
Right.
He'd take a step, hit a bump, float up, and then be stuck there.
I'm saying,
I'll roll
like a
him.
Ball.
You can't. There's no gravity.
Sure, you can roll him.
Well, then you might as well.
But
just...
then why? Then just you're gonna have to push him every step of the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna throw him so he'll get a little ways ahead, then we'll catch up and I'll pick it up and throw it again.
But he's not going to be able to relay that information to you.
Actually, I wouldn't even have to put the rat in there. I could just put the speck in there.
let's just
Boy, you don't have a ball.
I'm expecting that probably the do we at least have an external layout of the place since he scanned it?
Of the exterior of the asteroid?
The exterior.
The surface? Yeah, you have the surface of the asteroid.
All right. I'm guessing whatever we're trying to get to is probably as far in towards the center as possible. So I guess let's just start heading toward, you know, inward.
Yeah, there's only one way to go so far.
Yeah.
So let's just keep going that way.
You're going to ignore the big opening and keep going down the hall?
Well, we'll go toward the big opening.
There are two ways.
The big opening, you'll know, leads back towards the exterior of the asteroid.
Oh, okay. So yeah, then we'll just keep going in towards the interior of the facility.
The in ways.
Yeah, it's the path starts to snake a little bit, and you could see that it starts to slant upward. Give me one schmecken.
This is not.
I don't like schmeckens.
Well, it's not good.
I don't like the dark.
Are you actually afraid of the dark?
No.
That's unfortunate.
Like that.
You could have a lot of fun with that one.
Oh, totally.
I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of the dark.
Michael.
Mario, get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, John.
Oh, I thought I still had that in here. I guess I do not. Oh, well. Okay.
It was so random.
Yeah, so it's a long, long, dark hallway that starts to...
Snake upward, you said?
Yes, snake upward.
All right, everybody on your guard.
On guard. Swords.
On guard.
I have my shredder pointed at not at allies.
I have, yeah. Gun at bay, at ready.
As you're going, make a perception check.
Perception.
45 out of 50.
50 out of 50. 30 out of 50. All right. As you guys keep going down the hall. Did everyone pass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you see on one wall as you're going up, written in what looks like it could be either ink or blood. Always moving, always moving. Why won't he leave the lights on? Please, just for a day. So cold, so hungry. Want the light. Make a stress test.
Is that 4 times 3?
Yes.
Pointing at me.
That is 6 out of 45.
9 out of 45.
Oh, man, I'm still going to fail.
39 out of 45.
34 out of 30.
All right, Chris, take one.
I'm sorry, which one World
times
is it?
3.
World times 3.
Top right.
I've already failed.
All right, so take one stress.
Did you even roll?
I rolled 60. That's just going to roll what this is now, which is 67. So I failed.
And you also realize that you haven't seen other people, which is weird.
We kind of assume that going in.
Yeah, I kind of, you know. Yeah.
What did the thing say?
It said,
"So cold,
always
so cold.
Moving, always moving. Why won't he leave the lights on? Please, just for a day. So cold, so hungry. Want the light."
In blood or ink?
You can't tell. It's dark in the hallway.
Yeah.
And whatever it's written in is dark and dried. Could go either way.
I kind of wasn't expecting to see people since this place isn't fucking pressurized.
One.
Yeah. We don't have like one of those flashlight things we just throw in the air and just... I think we had one of them in another game.
Well, it's not big. I mean, it's a hallway.
I know it's a hallway.
Mm-hmm. It's a big circle. It's more of a tunnel than a hallway.
Additional light, as I'm saying.
There's no flashlights.
You have seen a few bots though, carrying pallets. Well, not carrying.
I feel like vac suits probably have some sort of.
I mean, you have a flashlight,
right?
Yeah,
but it's a flashlight.
Not a flashlight. Not to be confused with the two.
Yes. You cannot have sex with your flashlight.
Why not?
I can. It's just a different sex.
None of us are AGIs. We can't have sex with hardware.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a creepy message scrawled on the wall.
Yeah, the joke was you could stick the flashlight up your ass.
That's where I figured you were going with it. Yeah. But I chose to ignore it.
Well, in that case, the flashlight's technically having sex.
Or you could screw the top of the flashlight.
No, anyway.
You need two people to have sex, and they're both having sex with each other. Or it's one true. Person in the flashlight.
Carrying on. This got awkward real quick.
What's so awkward about flashlight sex?
All right, so yeah, we're going on.
I'm just pointing out that it's not necessarily true that you couldn't.
As you go on, which is what we're doing, you notice there's a T-junction coming up.
I'm a bitch.
Not splitting up.
Or it's a cross. It keeps going straight and it splits left and right.
Oh, shut up, guys.
We're not splitting up.
All right, well, which way goes further in toward the interior?
It seems like the front. But, un momento.
The hallways have been twisty and turny, so.
Everyone has to make a perception check.
Visual?
Yes, and you get plus 10 because of your danger sense.
31 out of 50.
And minus 20 for everyone else, sorry.
Oh, 81 out of
20. That is okay. 93 out of 96.
27 out of
30.
Minus
what?
20.
In that case, 31 out of 30, so I failed.
25 out of 30.
Minus
27 out of 30. Minus 20. I failed by one fucking point. God damn it.
So you got what?
I failed by 1 point. By one.
What did you roll?
31 out of 30. Because Alex said it was minus 20, so.
It was minus 20?
Yeah.
I failed by even more then.
Good.
That matters.
Oh, minus 20? Okay. Then
No, not for you.
Not for
okay.
you.
Okay.
So then you have danger.
Not sense. You!
So then it was 93 out of 95.
Okay.
So I perceived the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess 27 out of 30.
Doc's got his crow sense.
All right. Yeah. You notice as you're hopping towards the junction, Ed, you see a glow from each of the others moving towards you. And it's getting brighter.
Oh shit! All
right, I'm gonna like make a signal for everyone to stop moving.
Each of the
stop.
Others.
Is it pilot fish?
Everyone who failed your perception check, you don't see Ed's signal.
Okay.
All right, and then
you could just say
I'm
stop.
Gonna say stop.
Okay.
And I'm gonna point.
You don't have to whisper it.
I'm gonna point. Well, I don't know what's coming.
You're on a radio.
Yeah. Text all right. Messages.
Stop. And I'm gonna point.
Okay.
I'm gonna say take cover.
What was
there? Which, where?
What are you pointing at now? Lights.
Yeah, there are lights coming toward us.
Oh. Okay.
Damn you, bloody pilot fish!
On the opposite ends of the hall.
Either.
There's,
the
I mean, there's nothing
junction,
to take cover
two
behind.
Things coming near.
Yes.
The same.
Something
approaching
me I
want each to other.
Duck because I like my head on my shoulders.
All right. Well, roll initiative.
Okay.
Is that one die plus INIT or something like
yes.
that, right?
Ooh. 19.
Ooh.
Ooh.
16.
17.
Oh, boy.
16.
Need it.
Will, what were you at?
16.
Zero.
That sucks.
Zero is 10.
Oh, that's better. Mm, 16.
I kind of thought they were fireballs.
Ryan, what do you got?
19.
James?
14.
Ed?
16.
Chris?
17.
And Meyer, you are at 16?
Yep.
All right. Two security bots come flying out. They look like tiny little jets with guns. Pointed at you guys.
I'm going to look for the security bot shutdown panel.
There is none.
Damn it.
I know. They are going at 14, so Ryan, what you going to do?
I'll use my rail rifle and unload on it. I'll pick one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Unload on it full auto to for damage.
Okay. Roll it.
So that's...
If any of our listeners know what noise is, James
made it exactly 60 out of 60.
All right, it did not fray, so roll for damage.
Okay.
Comment, you'll win a prize. No guarantee on that, though.
So, I would say a Meyer comic, but Meyer didn't any comics.
17, 19, 29.
Why are you guys shitting on me today?
31 out of sorry, 31 damage with a minus 14 AP.
All right, Ryan, you shoot one, and it just explodes in a bright and completely silent ball of flame.
Explodes just like Meyer's chances for a future.
Chris, you're up next.
I'm gonna try and do the same thing to the other.
Will, why would you all say right. that?
So that was full auto.
Yes, or plus 30 for plus 3d10 to damage, or plus 30 to hit.
Plus 3d10 for damage.
Yes.
So I get 3. Oh right, because I was doing burst fire last time.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, for damage.
All right, roll it to hits.
I think it's 90. Let me just check here.
I think we love a bad guy. Now I'm gonna fuck him.
36 out of 90.
Sure. It did not break, so roll for damage.
Okay, I gotta roll.
It's not a bad day. He's been shitting a lot.
Yes, 2d10 plus 5 plus another 3d10. Sorry. Dice.
Are they nice dice?
It's Eric's fault.
Fuck you, Eric.
Okay.
Damn it, Eric.
Oh, it's actually obvious tomorrow.
Okay. We got 9 and 9 and 9... and 8 and 3. So 9, 18, 27.
What's the
35. 38. 40.
Yeah, you kill it.
3.
Then Chris just raises his gun. And the other one explodes in a bright and completely silent box.
Guys, look.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's good. Would I have been able to hack one,
man.
By the way?
I'm going to reload.
Okay.
Well, you could have tried.
I was going to attempt that.
You could have tried.
Said a 10. That's
well, you can, you know, tell us that.
Well, you know, there's a chance I could have failed. You know what? I'd rather them be destroyed than be on me fuck up and hate us even more.
I'm glad I rolled an initiative and Will made fun of me.
Sorry, Meyer. All right, that's
you make fun of me all the time.
No, I do.
I think that what's funny is that you're only making fun of Meyer.
Can we stop making fun of each other?
No.
Will, say you're sorry to Meyer. Meyer, say you're sorry to Will.
I'm not saying sorry to Meyer. How many times has he made fun of me over the years?
All right, let's move
guys,
on.
Stop it.
Children
living in the past.
So do you guys press on down the tunnel?
Yeah.
Well, we have to pick a way, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
What? Oh, yes.
I mean, no. Let's just press on the correct way.
Which is the correct way?
The way that you want us.
No.
Oh, almost walked into that.
Yeah. Let's go the way that the robots didn't come from.
Okay, so you're going to keep going straight.
I'm asking the group. I wasn't making a decision for us.
I thought we had to make right or left or turn backwards.
It was left or straight.
It was right, left, or straight.
Oh, so it's a cross, not a
left, right,
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, it was a cross. Yeah, sorry.
The robots came from right and left.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm guessing that they probably would have had the security bots protecting the places where they had sensitive material. So maybe we should go either right or left. That's my thought. What do you guys think?
Don't let me choose, because every time I choose to go a direction, something bad happens.
Let's peer down all the directions and see if we can perceive anything.
I won't make you roll for it. In front of you is a tunnel.
I have enhanced vision.
To your left is a tunnel, and to your right is a tunnel.
They're all tunnels, guys.
Wait, I mean, these things were carved into the rock with absolutely no care for aesthetics at all. These are purely utilitarian for getting around.
Well, I'd say let's just go left.
Good, because I was going to say let's go right, and I'm pretty sure something bad would have happened, because...
I'm pretty sure something bad is going to happen anyway. Chris and I almost said the same thing.
Yeah.
So you guys go left?
Yeah, so we'll
James
go left.
Dies.
Come on! Yeah, every time!
Because the theory is just follow the left wall and you'll eventually get all the walls.
We all just walk and James disintegrates and we all look back and there's a sign that says Elise killing mesh.
I should have tried perceiving that.
You cannot take Elise's out of the test chambers. Alright, so you go left.
What, like and a death wall? So yeah, a death wall.
You encounter the first new thing you've seen in these hallways. A door. That is locked.
We saw a door before.
Not in the hallway.
Stupid door. I kick it. I knock shaving a hair
from it. Let's see what's through the door.
Okay. Perception.
77, which is another critical failure.
21.
Receive nothing.
21 out of 50.
There's a lot of rocks through the wall over here, guys.
What is it visual again?
Yeah.
That is 17 out of 85.
Yeah, it's... You could see on the other side of the door, things look a little more uniform. The hallway switches to being square. But that's it. There's nothing else in the room that you can see.
All right, so I'll... Unless somebody has, like, a hardware skill they can use to just, like, physically open the door, I'm going to say we're back to Elise.
Pretty sure James has a hardware skill for that.
It would be, what, hardware electronics or hardware industrial?
I do have both of those.
What about hardware armor?
I would say it's more industrial than electronics. If you want to just physically open the door.
Can okay. I use my kinesics to tell how the door feels about being open?
Yeah, roll it.
That is that's a double odds.
The door likes being open. And I'm glad you waited for your critical success on that.
Yeah, come on and open me. Come on and open me. Oh, yes, I love being open.
Were you using hardware or electronics?
I was using industrial.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for using this door.
So, James, you start, you know that if you pull the panel off here and do this certain thing, that the door unlocks, and then you have to actually pry it open.
Oh, look, a door open button.
Oh, why didn't we press that?
Boop. Oh, yeah.
You have 5 seconds back with the door.
That door just orgasm?
Oh, yeah, that door's fucking loving it, Ed. All right,
I can't
James.
Believe I wasted double knots.
As you the door opens,
stay open,
and you get another
so
text
great.
Message. Do you read it?
I'm afraid to. I think it might be saying mean things to me, or say something condescending.
Maybe it's from the door. Thank you for opening it.
If it says from the door, I'll have to open it.
No, it doesn't. It's from the same person or thing that sent you the other ones.
Maybe
the
door send me another it. Message. Should I read it?
Yes.
Can he read it with a, like...
You can't get Basilisk hacked through a text message.
Okay.
It has to be auditory or visual.
You read it, just don't open anything it sends you.
Oh, it has an attachment. Oh.
It's called basilisk.hack.exe.
Oh, man.
No. Oh, look, it says I won the lottery.
Yeah.
Just download this file.
I can enhance my
A neo-Nigerian prince wants to send me money.
Yeah. It's lotterywinnings.txt. See that? It's a text file. It's fine.
Do you open the message?
Yeah, I open the message.
Yeah, it says, very clever. I actually wasn't expecting you to do that.
Open the door?
Open the door, manually, not...
Ah.
Or send it back a winky face.
Okay. You send it back a winky face.
I guess if we had
tell him his doors are whores.
I guess if we had done it electronically, it would have been bad for us.
It would have been bad for James.
Yeah, probably.
Well, hardware is like prying the door. Industrial is prying the door open. Electronics is like pulling the pad open and sticking wires together until it short circuits and the door pops open. And hacking is hacking the pad and just unlock. It's like picking the lock. They're just different ways of doing the same thing. So I'm just going to give Ryan one second to come back down.
No, thank you. My.
So Will isn't Bogart the chips again.
Oh, yeah.
When did you do that?
When we were watching the Super Bowl. Will had 4 out of 6 bags of chips in front of him.
If I wasn't hoarding the pretzels for
four
the bacon
dip. 4 out of 6?
Yes.
Why didn't you take the other 2?
I showed up.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Visual.
What?
Yes. Visual.
I'm probably going to critically fail this again.
I critically failed.
That is 40 out of 85.
Come on,
I failed by 1 point.
Oh, no, 65. Right, I passed this time.
All I got 77, Chris. I got your luck now.
Will and Chris, you don't perceive anything.
Oh, you
passed this time. Okay.
I failed.
There's another message scrawled on the wall. The area you're in now is brighter. This actually looks like a legitimate hallway. It's square. There's a floor and walls and ceiling. It's tiled. It looks nice. It's industrial, but it is a hallway that humans would use.
I mean, it looks nice apart from the horrible message written in blood on the wall.
Yes, which you can now tell it is most definitely written in blood.
Yeah.
And it just it
except
says, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
Well, do we need to... Sorry.
Excuse me.
Well, you have to make a perception check.
Okay. What did I miss?
James opened the door. He got another text message.
What did it say?
Very clever.
I didn't expect you to do that.
Oh.
Right. Very clever.
And I sent it back a winky face.
It's a clever girl. And then
she died. I failed the perception check.
All right, so everyone who perceived the perception check, make a stress test.
Uh-oh. Oh, God damn it. That's why I passed it.
Yep.
Is that...
Yes, will time.
1 out of 45.
You're good, Ed.
77, there it is.
All right.
That's my third 77 is a critical fail. In
Chris, take...
An hour.
Chris, take 5.
All right, I got a trauma.
Try these, Chris.
Oh, these have been good apart from these three.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I went to give you 1d10 divided by 2, and I rolled a 9. So...
Mm-hmm. Wait. Oh, yeah.
Because 9 and 10 would both be... Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, that would be 4.
Yeah, because you round down.
Yeah, I'm going to round down, so take 4.
Okay, I still got a trauma.
Okay. Chris, I think I'm going to go with claustrophobia.
Oh, good.
But give me a second. I want to double check, see what some of my other options are. But that does seem best, considering you're in tiny little tunnels.
Yeah.
Wow, Doc is nigh unsurprisable. Well, because he's got a perception of 65. If it's visual, he gets plus 20. If it's a danger sense, it's plus 10, which means 95. And I also have situational awareness, which means I'm not distracted. Like, I can't get modifiers for perception tests.
Oh, claustrophobia would be a minor. Moderate.
You're a hawk?
You just get a minor one, Chris.
Minor. That's going to be useful, considering we're in a mine.
Yeah. Okay, Chris. Fixation. You have to know what happened here.
Okay.
You're fixated on this. Something horrible happened here. You need to find out what.
And I have that stupid minus 10 then back again.
Yes.
Minus 10. Fixation.
Yes. It'll wear off. So it's not permanent.
Don't fixations usually come with, like, it's minus 10 unless it's specifically.
No, a trauma is the trauma and the fixation are sort of separate. The fixation is the manifestation of the trauma. Mm-hmm. It isn't the actual trauma. So the minus 10 is permanent until he gets help.
Yeah,
the fixation will wear off in like an hour or two.
I'm going to point out the signs.
Well, that's not cool. It could be the other way around. It could be if I figure out what happened here.
Well, that could get you some health back. That could get you some lucidity back.
Oh, Gavin's going to be like, hey, look at that thing.
That's useful.
Okay.
I already know what happened
here. Gavin points out the writing on the wall to you all.
Yeah. All right, I'll look.
All right, now you get to make your stress test.
There you go, guys.
12 out of 45.
All right, you're good.
2 out of 45.
You are also good. Will?
Since I found him, subject check, I'm looking at a rock.
Well, Gavin is pointing it out to you.
Well, he critically failed.
Nope. I'm not looking at it.
Right. He critically failed his perception check, but now Gavin is pointing it out, saying, hey, guys, look at this.
Hey, look at that.
Unless
don't
you're
look
completely ignoring Gavin.
Don't look at me. It's not worth it. Gavin, unless it's going to jump out and kill us, don't point it out to
blood.
Us.
Blood, look at that.
Thank you, Meyer.
Well, you still don't know what it is, Will, so I'm not going to make you roll a will
check. It says this.
Well, actually, yeah, Will, give me will times 3 to not look at it.
Damn.
You look anyway.
Yeah, you look anyway. Lucas says, don't look at me, it's not worth it. You look anyway. Now give me a stress test, will times 3.
Don't look at me, or look at what?
I'm going to get that before. I just rolled the opposite. 18.
All right,
so you're fine
good.
With it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Blood.
Okay.
That's no big deal.
There's not more writing.
We've seen blood before.
Yeah. I've seen 200 bodies floating in space.
How many times does something have to happen before you're desensitized to it?
5.
Yeah, and you also have to lose a moxie.
Yeah, I'm not playing with that rule unless you guys want to start losing moxie.
No. I like my moxie. I don't have that much of it as it is.
What, like a permanent moxie?
Yeah.
Once in the game rules, once you see this, once you pass stress tests for the same thing 5 times, you become desensitized to it, and you don't have to make stress tests for it anymore. But then you also lose a permanent point of moxie, which then you can buy back with res points.
I think the idea behind that is that you become so desensitized, you sort of your heart sort of hardens and you become colder and you lose some spirit.
But I mean, your savvy is your spirit. Moxie is like luck. Yeah. That's why when you make a luck check, it's moxie.
Right, but Moxie is sort of your... I mean, it's really sort of a... It's an idea, really. It's your luck. It's your spunk.
Chutzpah.
Your chutzpah.
Your Moxie.
And, yeah, and that comes from...
That's true.
Your spirit.
All right, so...
Is Moxie determined by your salve?
No, it's
no,
just...
No, you start at one and you buy up
from
there.
Yeah, you buy up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
So what else is in this room?
I mean, it's more hallway.
Oh, it's more hallway.
But
oh.
it's actually an actual hallway.
Is it
it's
pressurized now, or are we still in vacuum?
Right now, no. There's no vacuum. There's no pressure.
Okay.
But there's lights. It's actually lit.
Okay.
And you could see it's sort of the end of another hallway, and you could see there are doors down in the distance, and you know you seem to be in some sort of complex.
Okay, that's good. So I guess we'll head down to the doors and see.
There are so as you go down, there are doors on the hallway, and the hallway keeps going. There's numbers on the doors.
I'm going to stop and look through each door because I'm fixated on finding out what happened.
Okay, Chris, give me a perception check.
I'll see right through the doors too.
I guess we'll each take a door.
How many?
14 out of 85.
77. Oh, no.
66.
89. God damn it.
Chris, you don't look through the door.
Yeah, I critical failed.
Ryan, you also don't look through the door. Ed, you look through the door. Give me a stress test. There's a body floating on the side.
Things are broken.
It is 64 out of
45. All right.
I think the three times of failing that, you should just go, it's broken.
You could tell, Ed, because you can only sort of see the surface features, it looks... mummified.
Okay.
It's skinny, and you can see... I mean, you can't see, like, texture of skin, but you can tell it's, like, very wrinkled.
I'm gonna regret this, but I guess I'll T-ray through the other doors.
I mean, there's, like, five on each side.
Alright, well...
Get all the doors.
I'm not gonna T-ray through all
Look at all the doors!
I'm
gonna
T-ray through all the doors. I'm fixated on finding out what's happening.
This place is pretty immense.
I'll T-ray through another one.
All right. Yeah, check.
That is 76 out of 85. 79 out of 85.
Nothing on the other side. At least not close enough that you can see.
Okay.
I'll try another one.
Perception check.
There we go. 30.
All right. Give me that will check, then.
Ah, damn it. Nope.
All right. Take three.
Okay. That's, wait. Yeah, that's another trauma.
All right. Give me another will times three check to not become horribly disoriented.
Nope, 77. Give me those dice, Will.
Another 77?
Yes, another one. It's the fourth fucking one.
You're rolling zeros. You want to borrow my D100?
No, Will just lent me a die. A pair of die. I'm going to try them.
Okay.
I don't fucking help.
They're sharp edged, though.
sharp edges my ass.
And Chris had to roll. And Chris kept rolling 77s, and you know what? He did.
All right, Chris. So instead of a new dress, your fixation becomes stronger.
Okay.
It's not just like
I'm gonna keep looking through doors then.
It's not just that you want to find out what happened here.
You have to
find out what happened here.
So basically, I'm gonna keep looking through doors.
Well, no, you're
77.
Gonna, this is what you look through the door
up into a ball and die.
You look through the door and you see two bodies in there.
Yeah,
they're both the same thing. You know, sort of shriveled up.
Yeah,
one of them looks wrong. You open the door to see what happened.
Yeah. Okay.
You go in, there's blood splattered on the walls. You see it's a bedroom. Not a bedroom, it's a bunk.
Yeah.
There's bunk beds and two bodies, some personal effects floating around.
Semen everywhere.
There's old blood splattered on the wall and some globules still floating frozen in the air. Yeah. Well, both bodies are mummified.
I didn't want to get up and move.
One of them is
covered
eaten. It's been gnawed upon. There are big chunks of flesh missing from the arm. Like, one arm is just skeleton.
Wow.
And there are gouges on the bone that you could assume are only... You can only assume are teeth marks. The other one has blood, dried frozen blood, smeared on its mummified face.
Well, I can figure out what happened here. Can I take the corticle stacks?
Good job.
You pronounced it.
I almost did cordial.
Yes, you can take their stacks.
I'm gonna.
I was just thinking about...
You don't have to roll for, yeah. You can take their stats.
I was just thinking about that last here. Week's game when we kept describing the dirtbag teenagers in terms of how they...
So the rest of you see Chris peers at a door and then kind of gasps and floats back a little bit, then pulls the door open and goes inside.
Damien, does your porcine nature start to manifest as you get more and more stressed out?
I don't know.
You start.
Right now, I think really what is manifesting as I get stressed out is I want to know what the fuck happened here.
Damien, what do you got?
Looks like they were eating each other. This one, at least.
Good Christ.
I got it stuck. We can ask him later. Or now. Hey, Doc, want to ask him now?
You need something to instantiate him, but you can't just... Do it now.
I have an ecto.
You can do one at a time.
You don't have anything to plug the stack into the ecto with.
Yeah, there's no interface.
I'm not thinking that far ahead. I want to know what happened.
Well, I mean, you.
They could explain that to Damien. Oh, right. Oh yeah. All right.
How many doors are there?
Five on each side. Okay. It's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 2, 4.
So we've he's looked at one. I've looked at two.
I'll tell you, it's some of them are empty. Three of them have bodies in them.
Well, this is probably the dormitory wing, which is not what we want.
No, there's nothing else.
Assuming that one of them's a bunk, they're probably all bunks.
Right. There's one at the end, at the far end. There's a door with a lady symbol on it and a door with a men's symbol on it.
I'm going to open the door to the one that I looked through that had bodies and then take the guy's stack.
Okay.
You guys are just stack collecting.
All right, guys. I think that's the entirety of this hallway. There's just the bunk rooms and the bathrooms.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not what we want.
I collected in a mirror.
Well, what about this next door?
It's probably a bunk. There might be a dead guy floating in
Hold
it.
Hold on. Let's see. And open it.
It's a bunk. No dead guy, though.
Okay.
Can we say because it's a short span of time that, like, we don't get freaked out with every...
Yeah, no, I didn't make you roll for the other one.
Right, so, like, can I just say, like, we open all the doors and...
Yeah, like, well, there's two bodies Chris found, which if you look at those, you're going to have to make a stress test for, because they were eating each other.
I'm going
to
say, as a team lead, let's move on, because we've got...
Right.
Not even open all the doors. We found the dorms. Good for us. We're looking for some kind of central control or...
I think Chris, I picture Chris doing the monk thing, not monk like as in Adrian Monk.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, all right, let's move on. He just as he's walking by, touching all the doors and opening them. All right, let's go.
Well, I mean, we're walking past this one anyway. Right. I mean, we're just gonna stick our head in for a minute,
Damien.
I mean, what if there's a clue,
Damien? Something knows that we're here. Before it kills us, we have to find it.
All right. Before it kills you, I have to pee again.
Put it out of commission.
All right, fine. We'll keep going. But, I mean, I'm right by this door, so I might as well open it. This one, too.
Did anyone check those bathrooms?
They're bathrooms. There's probably a zero-G toilet in each one.
How does a zero-G toilet work?
They're suctioned.
Oh,
that sounds horrible.
It's hilarious because I saw this video on the internet once of the practice toilet that the astronauts use. And there's actually a little CCTV camera mounted inside the toilet so that they can aim, because you have to aim very precisely in order to get it to, you know, suck your waste out. So you get a little TV where you look at your own asshole and, you know, sort of maneuver it into place.
Wow. I kind of want one.
I don't want to look at my own asshole.
I mean, not a suction toilet, just a camera.
Why? You want a camera mounted in your toilet?
So I can watch myself poop?
So that's what it looks like.
I'd get tired of that real fast.
Oh, why did I buy this? That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Oh, man, can't wait to try out my new... Oh. Well, that was a mistake.
roll a stress test.
You sit on it. Oh, God, I'm stuck. All right.
So, as you keep walking down the hallway, your radios crackle, and a voice comes over them. I know what you're all looking for.
I think we should stop him from talking to us, everybody.
Yeah.
It's in the commissary. And it goes off.
Elise, can you find some way to keep him from...
Hey, guys, let's go to the commissary.
All right.
Well, you could stop him by turning off your radios.
But then we wouldn't be able to talk to each other.
Right.
All right, why don't we...
I mean, you don't have any laser communicators or anything, so you have to use the open channel radio.
Yeah, we don't have the thingy.
What if we turn off our radios, and if we have something to say, we'll flash our lights, and then turn the radio back on, because I'm not entirely
confident. He's watching us, and he'll figure that out.
Well, what I was going to say was, let's degrade the signal a little bit. Maybe put it on a delay. 3-second delay.
Okay.
Hey, watch out!
You should have told me sooner.
That way, if it tries to, you know, play us a Basilisk Hack audio file of some kind.
So you want to put it on delay and feed it through your muse?
Yeah.
So your muse can tell you, listen to this or don't listen to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, anything you say is going to be on a 3-second delay to each other, though. So if you say, hey, watch out,
and a rock
it's going to be,
at your head.
Hey, watch out.
I mean, I think that that's better than
hey, watch
Basilisk
out.
Hacked, personally.
Well, could we make it like a 1.5-second delay? I mean, the muse.
You can make it whatever you want.
The muse should be able to tell us. Couldn't the muse tell if it was coming from one of our friends and just, like, let that through no matter what?
Wrist tag is friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll just use our muses to intercept, and if it's a message that's not from one of us.
I kind of like flirting with this ghost. Yeah, not like literally flirting, but
all right.
You know,
like,
well, it's up to you each individually if you want to block him out or not.
I'm blocking him out.
Well, tell you what. I'm gonna have Franklin filter out anything this thing says and send it to me as text and text only.
Okay.
Because it can't, as far as I know, it can't Basilisk hack me with
right.
words.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
That sounds like something we should all do.
You don't have to roll. Your muse can do that. That's fine. All
right. I guess Elise will accept that because she doesn't want to get Basilisk hashed.
It's up to you whether or not you want to.
She was having fun with the games we're playing.
If you wanted to, after your muse sends it to you as text, you can always then listen to it.
Man.
I mean, if your muse says this wasn't text, it was just some weird static.
Don't listen to it.
Static. Let me hear that.
Static. Well, that's fine.
Well, what if the static has a clue?
The static might have white noise in it.
Oh,
so,
that might have.
That's exactly what will happen to Davey.
There might be clues in that static.
All right, so we got to figure out where the commissary is.
All right. Well, you get to the end of the hall, and there's another door that is locked.
All right.
T-Ray.
66. Come on.
66 out of 85.
4
Ooh,
out of
52. 50. I actually saw this time.
Ed, you can make out just at the... Ryan, Chris, you don't see anything on the other side, but Ed, you make out just at the edge of your T-Ray. It looks like a security drone.
Lining up a rocket launcher right at the door.
Well, if you were so keen to hack a security drone, you can remotely do it. Run right behind that door.
All right, Elise.
All right, so InfoSec to get past its firewall.
Provided
80 at 85.
All right, now it is an InfoSec at minus 20.
Come on, 65. 68. Damn it.
Is that a fail?
Yeah.
I'm watching a reroll.
What was it, InfoSec?
We got all our money.
Can I try it?
Yeah, no, I'll re-roll that.
It, right?
No, then it would have been an 86.
86, that would be worse.
You have to roll to get past, you have to make an InfoSec to get past the firewall.
73, I think I'll flip that one.
All right. You still fail.
Okay.
balls.
I'll try.
Okay, so give me an InfoSec check to get past the firewall.
69 out of 70.
All right, now it's minus 20 to try to hack the box.
Minus 20. It's InfoSec again?
Yep.
Can't win them all.
10 out of 50.
Nope, still didn't beat it. And now it knows that you're trying to hack it.
Okay. Well, they don't seem that hard to take down.
Let's probably just blow it up.
Open the door and kill it. All right, so Elise, if you want to hardware that, magic hardware that door open.
How are you going to open the door?
Ask it nicely.
The same way you did it the last time, because that was clever and it didn't expect it.
But now it expects that.
Yeah, but I don't think it can, like, slip you something when you're doing it.
Why don't you send it a text message? It seems to like you. Ask it to open the door. You could do that.
You want to do me a favor and open the door? Send.
Second passes. Another second. Door unlocks.
Someone's got a boyfriend.
This is probably bad news.
It's not open, it just unlocked.
It's definitely bad news. All right.
So I guess I'll hold the door on the side so like at the count of three, I'll pull it open.
Well, no, it's just unlocked. You just have to press the button
and
open
it. I'm saying, like, it just came to the side, push the button.
All right, so everybody get ready.
I'm going to step forward, and I'm going to, like, push myself up against the wall so that the robot can't like see me.
You're all getting up against the walls?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I figure if the door opens, they can just take a shot at it and it's not going to be much. But I'm just going to pop up against the wall and then,
you know, just to be different, I'm going to jump up to the ceiling and
give me a free fall check for that, Ryan.
All right. 24 out of 60.
All right, yeah.
I'm small and compact, so I'm just sort of going to hide in the corner and then reach up and push the button.
I think Damien's just going to stand in the middle and level his gun and start shooting.
Okay. Door opens. Roll initiative.
15.
Oh.
14.
I have that minus 10. That I remembered.
12.
15.
That was a good one. I like
18.
I rolled a 0. That's a 10. Oh, that's better.
You were lying.
What do you have, Meyer?
8.
8. And Chris?
What the hell's in my shirt, but I forgot I freaking...
Okay, door opens. There's the bot that was right on the edge of Ed's vision, and then there's four more behind it.
Ah!
Chris, you go first. They're going at 13.
I'm a-shooting the first one.
Okay. Roll for it.
Can I spray the whole group?
Yes, it's minus 10 for each subsequent target. Well, if you're multiple targets, you roll individually for each one, and it's minus 10 to each additional target.
So the first one would be regular, and the second one would
be if you're going full auto.
It would be minus 30 for each of them.
Well, no, you get plus 30 for the first one, plus 20 for the second, plus 10, and then it goes down from there.
Oh, then I'm definitely doing that.
Okay. The damage gets divided equally between them. Well, you don't get extra damage then.
Okay.
You're going full auto to hit, not for damage.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going for all five of them?
I get a plus 30, 20, 10, 9. Yeah, all five.
Okay. So let's do it one at a time. So first one.
I rolled a 90 okay. out of 130.
That did what it sounded like.
Oh. No, 120. Sorry.
Okay, so yes, you hit him. All right, we'll do damage in a second. Second one?
Wait, was it 120? Yeah, 120.
Freaking hate those things.
Okay, that's 82 out of 120.
All right, you hit that
110.
One?
You know what I hate? Creepers.
89 out of 100.
Ooh, all right, you hit that one.
Right behind me isn't there.
42 out of 90.
All right, you hit that one.
Hanging out, turn around. Don't even hear the hissing.
41 out of 80.
You beat his prey. Okay, so roll damage.
So that's just the regular.
Just once, yeah.
I think that was 2d10.
It sucks as much as Will sucks, and Will sucks a lot.
So, 9.
9?
You can suck and swap.
Yep.
Okay. Chris, you have like one bullet that hits each of them.
Yeah, I got them all.
Ping, 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 ping.
They all have a little scuff on them for where Chris's bullet hits.
Those bullets exploded.
Oh, okay. So they have a little scorch mark from where Chris's bullets hit.
Next up is Will and Ryan.
Okay, I've got a arm-loaded seeker.
Okay.
So I'm going to fire... I think I've got heap grenades loaded up.
So you're going to fire at one of them?
Yeah.
All right, roll it.
45.
What?
Oh, boy. 69. I'm going to moxie to roll again.
Okay.
Memes in... Memetics.
Yeah. It's kind of like social engineering. Almost.
Yeah, they're complexes of ideas. 20 out of 45.
All right, it did not fray, so roll for damage.
Okay. That's 14, 20, 30.
30.
With a minus 8 AP.
All right, the first, I'm going to say you hit the one in the middle. It explodes. And the other two next to it get damaged as well.
Yay!
Chain reaction!
But the two, they're in a pyramid formation.
Okay.
The front one is destroyed, the two behind it are damaged, flying and the other ones are pretty much fine.
They made the scorch marks.
Flying yes, I'm sorry. They have the scorch marks. Scorch marks. Will, what you doing?
Switching my kinetic machine gun to,
Full auto.
Are you going for to hit or to for damage?
Going for damage.
Going for damage, yes.
All right, so roll to hit. Which one are you aiming for?
Who was telling us the other day
that
the Ducks have somebody on their team now that looks like Kenan?
Oh, it was Andrew.
One of them.
I know you're aiming for one of them, Will.
I was going to say, left? Ducks, mighty or long?
The one that's damaged or the one that's not damaged?
The one that's not damaged.
Okay.
The Anaheim
so
Ducks.
Roll to hit.
So you're
going to
be the Mighty Ducks.
They're always the Mighty Ducks.
I'm going to moxie that.
Nope.
So flip it.
Moxie.
So what did you roll?
38.
Okay. So roll for damage. Plus 3d10 damage.
Plus 3d10 damage. That's actually, I'm using the machine gun, so it's plus 6.
Well, what's the damage? What's your machine gun?
Plus...
D6 it's 2d10 plus 6. You roll 5d10 plus 6.
Yes, Will! That is the way we take care of shit in Firewall.
Oh, shit.
You rolled all 1.
I rolled 5-1.
He takes 11 damage.
16, 20...
You're dead now.
26.
What's the AP?
Minus
you add
6.
The 5 to that, Will?
All right.
So 31.
Oh, plus 6,
yeah,
minus 6.
It explodes. It explodes. Ed, you up next.
Your head explode.
There's 3 left. 2 of them are significantly damaged. 1 of them is not. It has a scorch mark.
Yeah, don't you forget that scorch mark.
I will.
All right. I learned a lesson. Don't do that again.
Let's see. The one that... You know what? I'm going to stay in cover.
Okay.
And if any of them come near me, I'm going to grab them. Like, if I'm going to basically prepare to, if any of them fly, like, past me,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to grab them and shock them.
Okay. All right. They are up next. Ryan.
Uh-huh.
One of them is going to full auto you.
Okay.
Will, you are also going to get a brush to full auto. And Chris.
Oh.
They are going full auto to hit.
Fray in half?
Yes, fray
in half. Couldn't they do a full auto to hit all of them?
Son of a bitch.
Fray in half, huh?
You know what? I don't want to get shot, so I'm going to mock that to flip it. 30 out of 35.
Ryan, it rolled 31.
Did it?
Yes.
Can I not moxie it then?
Yeah, you can save your moxie.
Okay. If I'm going to get shot anyway by one fucking point.
Chris, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 38 out of 33.
I'm going to...
Today's the game of one.
All right, it hits you.
It's going to hit me, too.
We're getting shot.
Yep, it hits you all. All right, so...
At least he went full auto to hit, not full auto for damage.
I went back to this one. It stopped rolling 77s.
What's your armor?
9.
All right, so it does 18 minus 2 AP.
Boy.
So that puts your armor at 7, so you take 11.
I take 11 damage. All right, that's going to be a wound, definitely.
All right.
Yeah, one wound.
Will, what's your armor, Will?
27.
All right, Will's good.
this kinetic armor?
I'm sorry, 28.
Yeah, kinetic armor.
Kinetic armor. Yeah, you're fine, Will.
Because I have plus 5 because of my other armor.
What do you mean your other armor?
My vaccine adds plus 5 to my armor.
You're fucking fine. Bullets yes. ping off of you.
It hits you, Will, and then go ping, ping, ping.
You don't even notice.
Chris, what's your armor?
22.
Did all right, you're me? Good, too. The bullets ping off of you. Yep. Your guys, your bullets ping off and hit Ryan. That's why he took
so so let's see. I brushed up against them with bullets. They brushed up against me with bullets.
Well, you actually did a little bit of damage to them.
Oh.
Will does that bad. He's like Gus in season 3 of Breaking Bad. When he's just walking through the
oh yeah
the sniper's taking shots and he's just like
so you get a wound, Ryan?
Yeah, I got a wound.
I'm not watching right, that
so
show
give me a will check
that for me.
Sometimes three, so
it's a big
to
deal
keep your shit together.
You ruined it for
I'm
me
I'm fine. 72 and a 90.
Alright, your wound is
hey, so no will to make fun of you all.
Your left arm.
Okay.
You're still there. It didn't get blown off.
But I have medicines too, so I ignore the first penalty.
Oh, okay. Well, then, never mind that then.
Oh, you're giving back my dice.
James.
I don't roll any for like you. A minute afterwards.
They're all
to get another 77.
The two are damaged. One's kind
of
good.
Two are destroyed. Two are damaged. One of them's kind of good.
I'm gonna try hacking the one that's kind of good. I need to redeem myself from that last one.
All right, so break the fire wall first.
Here, I might switch over.
All right, now roll -20.
21 out of
98. All right, you can do it. So next turn, you can do things with it.
Okay, I redeem myself. That's
my
dice. And Meyer.
Will's dice? Mm. 76.
They're robots, so shocking them would definitely do a lot of damage.
Meyer, you took over the one that was okay?
Yes.
All right.
Never mind.
You should probably use a free action to tell us all to avoid shooting that.
Yeah, I'm going to announce that. Hey, guys, I got this one.
It's okay. Red light turns green.
I'm going to shoot.
Yes.
A thing with my pulse.
We actually probably. Sorry.
No, not that one. That one's.
What are you doing, Meyer?
Shooting a thing with a thing.
So you're gonna shoot one of them with your what?
I got that a one's particle rifle. Right. I'll shoot it with that.
All right. So roll a hit.
Boom.
And it's going.
It's gonna stop eventually.
Yep, I passed.
All right. Roll for damage.
Sure, you want
our
to
entropics probably tag it differently, though, wouldn't it?
Well, you don't have tack net. Right.
We did get the tack net, but we probably don't use it because we're not signed on to the mesh, and we don't have any kind of link.
Your entropics don't really tag. I mean, if you had tack net, they would tag it, but you don't. If your tack net's not up, then
19 damaged.
All right. What's the AP on your bolter?
-2.
All right. Yeah, you destroy it.
Yeah.
I blow my
okay
my
and speed two back to Chris.
Yeah,
smoke
there's over. One bad one left, and James took over one of them.
So I'll shoot the bad one. Okay.
The bad one.
Did I just use all my ammo up?
With
full autos, 10.
10, yeah.
Oh, then I have it.
Yeah.
Shoot it, the bad one.
Are you going for any bonuses? It's pretty beat up. It took damage from Ryan.
Then I'm not going to do anything special. I'm just going to shoot it.
Reload.
Reload.
All zeros.
All right, and it failed its dodge. So reload. You roll armor defeating.
Yeah.
I know it. Fuck it. You blow it. You destroy it.
Okay.
We did it.
See that? Yeah.
That's a critical.
See you that? I made up for all those 77s. Actually, no, I didn't, because that was the worst possible.
Did you also
run?
Blow all zeros? The smoking gun barrel?
That's a critical.
All right, so you blew up four of them, and one of them is James's.
He would have to take off his helmet.
Well, hello there, little guy.
No.
I took my helmet up to just the
it just
on.
Floats there looking kind of ominous.
You flash freeze.
Is his name Colin and he's got a wire directly into his happies?
Johnny finds a line.
I'm gonna pet him.
Need input.
It's Colin.
Okay.
Input.
This is great. Whee.
Use a kinesic and see if
you know what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna use my kinesic to see if it likes it.
You think so?
It's a lot.
22!
It's a robot. It doesn't have feelings.
Why do I keep getting 22 on these why do I keep getting critical successes on these meaningless kinesic rolls I'm making because I'm an asshole?
Because they're meaningless kinesic rolls you're making because you're an asshole. Alright, so you have a security bot on your side.
You're succeeding at being an asshole.
I would say send that on ahead of us, wherever we go, Elise. And maybe we could use it to, like...
Does it have, like, schematics on it for, like, the layout of the buildings?
Yeah.
So we can find that area that he told us to go to?
Give me an interfacing check to pull them off.
Yay! We don't have to wander around blind anymore.
37 out of 65.
37 out of 65?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you pull up schematics. He told you to go to the commissary. The commissary is on the top level of the station, which is two levels above you. It's a big, open, domed area. It was sort of like a small mall and dining area.
Okay.
There are tables in there for people to eat, different places where they can get food, shops where they can buy things, you know, that they would need on the station.
It's like the promenade.
Yeah. That's what the schematics say.
Delicious.
All right. Hey, guys, take a look at this map I got.
Fantastic. All right. So let's head on up there. Can we plan like a route? What's the shortest route there?
You just came out of the... Well, the elevator would be the shortest route.
What's the safest route?
I don't think I want to take the elevator.
Actually, no, there wouldn't be elevators here because it's... Yeah, no, so they have ladders. If you go down the hall and make a left, there is a ladder that will take you up to the room outside, one of the hallways right outside the commissary.
If there were elevators, they might just be like hang straps or things like
that's
that.
That's true.
But ladders work just, too, yeah. And they don't have to be powered or maintained or anything.
Will, why are you looking at me and laughing?
All right, so let's head on over there. We'll have faces. Our security drone head up the ladder ahead of us.
Can we tie his entropics into one of our entropics?
Well, James is controlling it. He can see.
Yeah, James.
James has to be able to see what it sees to control it.
So he can send it up ahead. What did he get? Like a little picture-in-picture?
Yeah.
Do you have a USB drive hanging from your hat?
Yeah, it's my phone charger.
Oh. All right, okay. So you get to the bottom of the ladder. James, you're sending the drone up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you send the drone up. There's nothing up there. There's a larger... It's not a huge door, but the door for the commissary stands out from the others. It's obviously something special.
Up or down?
Up.
Up, two levels up. Huh. All right, so let's climb, peoples.
The door is closed.
Yeah. Okay. I said the door is just closed as we went to climb up. But
no.
Saying the entrance way to where you need to go, the door is closed. All right, yeah, okay. So I'm just going to have it on guard duty.
Ring the doorbell.
I was just going to do shaving a haircut.
All right, so you guys climb up?
Yeah.
All right, you climb up.
No. Climbing up. Climbing
but
up,
the door is locked.
Climbing up the ladder.
The door is closed.
The door is locked.
Well, it was very polite last time when you asked it.
Well, I'm going to knock lightly on the door first. See if he gets the hint that...
Oh, here's the real test. Before we go through, I want to T-ray through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is... Wow, I actually failed. 97
45 out of 50.
78! At least it wasn't a critical fail.
I made it.
Every time I try to roll perception, though.
Ryan, you can't... I mean, obviously the room is big.
Right.
You can't see all the way in. What you do see as you look through, you see what you think is sort of like a tangle of wires and cables snaking along the floor. I mean, you can only see a few feet in. That's all you really get. There's no movement or anything that you can see on the other side.
Can he, like, snap a picture of it and send it to me, and I can be like, oh, well, that looks like this, or, you know,
sure.
It looks like...
Yeah, I'll do that. What do you make of this, Elise, and I'll slide it to
I have, like, hardware electronics.
Without seeing what it's connected to, it's a tangle of wires and cables going to something.
Okay, like, are they, like, power wires, information wires? I mean,
both.
Yeah. Okay.
There's definitely a big, thick power cable... there are smaller ones, some that definitely look like they're, you know, information transmitters.
Okay, I reload my gun.
Oh, I do that too.
Because I have to now.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can do that.
Oh, Ryan.
Whatever it is, it requires a lot of power.
All right, folks. Whatever is in control of this station doesn't seem to have a problem with us.
I'm going to do my thing again, and I'm going to...
What thing?
I was just about to say... Oh. And park myself in the corner near the door open button.
Okay.
Halt. Drop your weapon.
The door is locked.
Depending on...
Comply.
James, text the thing and ask.
If it'll let us in?
Yeah. It did last time, so why not this time?
Are you going to text it and ask you to let you in?
Can I do it?
Since you're such a doll and let us into the last room, and you seem to have led us here, could you let us into this room as well?
You get a message back a minute later. Sorry, flesh bag, not this time.
Ooh, I knew it wasn't human.
So it is a psychotic AGI. Or AI or something.
All right, so I'm going to try industrial again on this thing.
Okay.
Pretty pleased with the pizza?
Minus 20.
Minus 20.
Is there?
You did that already.
Yeah.
Different door.
Different door, too. If I remember, at a character from the last time we did this, Derek had to blow up the door.
Different door.
Different door.
There's more than one door to the commissary.
Obviously.
I forget what's in
there.
28 out of 35.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, no, something else was in there, too, though.
So and, like, minus 20.
Ash.
The computer.
Yeah, it was all his, lots all his lots servers and memory cores and stuff.
Thanks for spoiling it.
The door, it unlocks. You have to
magic.
Pull it open, and this is more than one person.
All right, yeah. What is it?
Strength test.
Somatics?
Yeah, Psalm times 3.
Okay. 26 out of 90.
I'll wait to get 26
out of 90. Okay.
Straight Psalm or?
Psalm times 3.
21 out of 30.
Oh, right, 11 out of 30.
What did you get, Will?
I told you I was going to waste a good one.
6 out of 60.
All right. Well, Will doesn't help, but the three of you each grab an edge and pull.
There's no room for me to help.
So the tiny bird helps, but the big
bouncer can't.
And the fat guy did the best.
I can't do it. I have a phobia about doors.
As you open the door, you see that the tangle of wires and cables leads to a very odd-looking structure in the center of the room. You've never really seen anything like it. It seems to have been built with random components from all over the station, and it just rises up and goes straight through the dome of, or the ceiling of the station, of the commissary.
Are there human brains attached to it?
No.
Okay.
God damn it.
You all get a radio message that your muse filters through into text. I didn't really expect you to get this far. Meet Elliot Jr.
Elliot.
And roll initiative.
No.
Oh, that was a
10.
I say no.
That is an 18.
Why can't I ever find INIT? I'm going to, like, circle it. I have 17.
There you go, Billy. There you go. I got a shitty initiative this time.
Ugh. Fuck yeah. So the one good time all I managed to do like that time to cross out INIT, it's going to be harder to find now.
That's good.
I was gonna tell you, Akos.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what Elliot's agenda was, if James really did go up to the door and knock shave and a haircut, it would have answered her. But the last shave and a haircut too would have been an explosion.
Shave and a haircut.
Ryan, what'd you get?
13.
All right, Will?
15.
15. Meyer?
9.
James?
15.
Ed?
18.
And Chris?
17.
Okay. Ed, you go first, as from the side of the room, a giant Titan war mech trods out.
Oh, God damn it. You were just talking about how you learned your lesson about the last one, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet Elliot Jr.
It looks at all of you. Hey, what you gonna do?
Holy shit, this one's the Junior.
Oh, you put Danny by the side of the door?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
He's gonna spray it with his gas.
You have to get close enough to bite it.
I don't think... I mean,
and it's a robot.
And it's a robot, so...
I'm gonna make you dizzy, robot.
So if he's got a razor beak, he can bite some of the wires, maybe make it malfunction.
It doesn't have exposed wires.
Oh, blows off his body.
It has an armored shell. Just say the Titan Warbot, it's a big bipedal mech with four arms, each of them holding weapons. It also has tentacles whipping.
Does it have hydraulics we can shoot at?
No.
I guess I'll shoot it.
What are they called? A badass
I think you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except those heads.
You're going to shoot it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is 37 out of 60.
All right, roll for damage.
Badass loader with Doc Ock arms. That's
2d10 plus 4.
Yeah, pretty much. But only 2.
I'm gonna
okay,
say...
Omega Red Tentacles.
Elise, I think you need to break up with your boyfriend.
That's 17 AP minus 2.
What kind of gun was it?
Particle beam bolter.
Yeah, the beam just dissolves against its armor. Okay. Doesn't even leave a mark. Next up is Chris.
All right. I'm going to full auto right into this bitch. Damage this time.
Okay.
Learn my lesson.
Roll to hit.
Give me the new nickname, the ex-wife.
58. All right. Out of 90 minus 10, so 80.
All right. Roll the hit. That let me roll for damage.
So that's plus 3d10, right?
Yes.
And I think it was plus 5. I have to check, though.
You think an agonizer can work on synthetic?
Okay.
What?
Can my agonizer work on...
Well, considering that it just absorbed 14. All of the particle, all of the beam energy I shot
at it. An agonizer works by turning on the pain receptors. 20. Synthmorphs and robots don't have pain receptors. 28. 28?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you and I are going to be able to do anything against this.
Chris, you burn its, you know... You
it's, you
scorch
know.
Its tin. It's tin. It's armor.
It's got tin armor.
So basically the same thing that happened last time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking fuck.
All right, Will and James, you're both going at the same time.
Why did okay. you draw
I'm personally going to hide, and I'm going to send my bot okay. that I hacked to shoot at.
It's gonna, you can either if you want to command your bot, that's your turn.
Okay.
So you have to make it.
You have. Mental speed or multitasking, whichever one.
I have multitasking.
Okay, so what I'm going to say...
Oh, well, okay, multitasking, then you could command your bot and take your own action.
Okay.
I'm going to just, if I can offer you a suggestion, I'll just tell you, kick your boyfriend out of the house. Get Elliot out. Okay. Hack his brain. Not the warbot.
The
thing that sent the warbot after us. I feel bad sicking you on my own character, but
this is Ryan we're fighting.
Yep. Ryan was kind enough to was also kind enough as one of you to make an enemy for me.
So there's still another one around.
Not necessarily here.
No, not here, but
at least one more.
Dirty, dirty, dirty is going to show up.
If you're looking for other insults to use against human players,
mm-hmm.
We also would accept long pork.
Okay. All right. So, James. Well, Will, what are you doing too? While James is, what are you going to do?
Chris's character shows up.
I'm going to use.
Damn it!
What? My kinetic machine gun on full auto.
Oh, right. That
and
that
fire at this thing.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going name? Full auto to hit.
Yeah.
You okay. There, so you
roll for damage.
No, yeah, I don't remember.
Doesn't
damage.
Count.
It was Duncan.
All right, so roll the hit.
Duncan, Elliot, and I forget the other guy.
Nice, 12 out of 60.
Well, old itchy balls. We'll call.
All right, you hit. Roll for damage.
old itchy balls.
And
oh, I can say his name was.
I renamed him. It's old itchy balls.
Dennis Hopfeld.
Oh, yeah, Dennis.
Wonder what happened to Dennis.
That was Derek's character you're just interrogating at the beginning.
Yeah. Right.
One.
And Ryan sent whatever Junior at us.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Meet Elliot Junior.
Ah, same thing I did before.
Oh, wait,
six,
Ryan's character was
six.
Elliot?
Yeah, my character was Elliot.
So 32.
So Elliot, that explains why 32 Elliot Jr.
minus 6. All right.
Yeah, you have a child.
Okay.
I'm a little cautious about trying
all right.
to hack the brain, but...
He's a swan.
Yeah, you hit it and do some damage.
Yeah.
All right, so James, what are you doing?
I'm going to try and use infiltration to get out of sight.
Okay.
And I'm going to have my warbot kind of distract the...
Okay, so give me an infiltration check for you to get out of the way.
I'm gonna moxie and reroll that.
Save your moxie for hacking Elliot.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
All right, that's a 30 out of 30.
Okay, you duck out of the way. Wait, where are you going? Into the room?
Somewhere to hide. Anywhere, like, is there, like, pillars or something, or, like, maybe, like a...
If you go in there, there's tables and chairs that used to be, you know, benches and things covered with wires. You can hide behind that.
Okay, I'm going to do that then.
Okay. And give me an interfacing check to command your bot to do something.
It's basically going to, like, swarm around its head and kind of, yeah.
Just spy
just,
around
just kind of distracted.
Okay. Give me interfacing.
Because I don't think its gun can actually do any damage. 9 out of 65.
All right. Your bot flies in and starts flying around the warbot. It ignores it.
Ah, damn it. I didn't
want to. You can't read emotions.
Yeah. It spins around the warbot, and the warbot's eye just rotates following it.
And then it... Now, hit it with your sword! So, Ryan, you are going at the same time as it. You're all still standing in the doorway, and Will, since you just shot it, it's pointing its seeker rifle at you.
Yeah, I'm going to dodge.
Well, yeah, that'd be the...
I'm gonna... Can I spend my first full action to fray out of the way?
Yeah, that gives you plus 30.
Okay.
But you get, it's at half because it's a firearm.
Right. All right. So I'm at 65.
Well, it's a explosive weapon.
Holy fuck, 92. I am spending a moxie.
Will, roll fray at half.
So shouldn't we all be rolling fray?
When you spend a full action dodging, though, don't you get...
Yeah, I did.
You got plus 30.
Right.
I have frayed 70, so it goes down to 35.
Mm-hmm. Plus 30, so 65.
Right. I'm gonna bounce more. I can't dodge easier. It's...
No. Right. You get frayed at half.
29 out of 65.
Okay.
27. This is terrible.
No. Ryan, Meyer, you should probably roll to dodge, too.
Why me? Yeah, I'm not dodging.
Except for me. I actually
Yeah, James got out of the way. Right. Chris and Ed, you should probably want to roll the dodge, too.
That is... Failed?
53.
Yeah, I failed.
I'm pushing my Nurek in the way, too.
Right. I would have passed if I had my actual fray.
All right, so my die rolled on the table. There, Will.
Oh, 33 out of 33.
Nice. Critical.
All right, Chris, dodge.
Oh, wait, no, I passed.
Yeah,
I got 60
that
out
was
of,
so
I,
worth
I,
failing looking
oh, no,
at that before.
Yeah, no.
Well, you take half damage from it, because it's splash damage. All right, so Will, you get hit with a frag grenade.
That's not good.
Nope.
Sorry, Amir. You're a nice guy. We'll reinstantiate you.
Damn, Amir's always getting, like, half killed.
What's your armor, Will?
My fray sucks when it's half.
What's your armor, Will?
My armor is 28.
All right.
Well, energy or kinetic?
Yeah, energy.
Kinetic.
What's your energy armor?
23.
23. Okay, so Will, you take 7 damage.
Damn, that's a wound.
Who failed their dodge check?
So half?
Me.
Well, no, you,
I
what's
passed.
What's your energy
18.
Armor? So Ed, you take...
what?
No.
How do I take more than Will?
Well, because Will's armor absorbed most of it. It rolled... 16... It rolled 24, and it is...
So if I take half...
Minus 4 AP. So it's 12. What's your energy armor?
18.
Okay, so you're good. Meyer, what's your energy armor?
15.
12 minus 4 AP.
So if it does more than 11, then...
Alright, I got
her. Yeah, so you take 1, Meyer.
Alright. 1 damage.
So, Will, what's your wound threshold? Your WT?
My wound threshold is...
In your stats.
7.
7.
Yeah, so you take a wound.
Like I said, now I'm useless again.
Well, do you have medicines or anything?
No, because I'll be able to stop at a station of violence.
You stopped at Mars at the beginning of the game.
Did I?
Yes.
We all spent about 15 minutes.
I don't even feel bad about it anymore.
Nope. You don't have medicine.
Yeah, no. It's,
sorry, Will.
I know, I was
so you're at minus 10.
All right, Will, it's your foot.
And then remember when the exact same situation
lost
came
my
up
foot?
Before when I wanted
well,
to...
Well, no, it's just hurt.
Put the rockets foot. On the armor, and Alex said we had to buy them when we were at the station
yep.
and we were already gone.
Okay. Yeah. So next up is Meyer.
Medicines. Next time I buy them, purchase.
Oh, Ryan. Oh no, use your full turn.
Yeah,
dodge.
I use my full turn to dodge.
So Meyer, what you gonna do?
I'm going to.
I have speed 2 also.
I'm gonna just.
Well, it's still speed 1.
I'm gonna have a Deus Ex Machina thing and kill the thing.
It doesn't work.
That's upsetting.
All right, you used your turn.
Yes. So what are you going to do?
Our cousin Dex will probably
show up. God, help me! Nothing happens.
Oh,
we live in a cold, uncaring universe.
Oh, I'm going to turn on my neurochem so I can take a second.
Well, that's just a reflexive action.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, then...
Hide.
I'm going to...
Hide it or shoot it.
Yeah, definitely get away
from
everybody.
You can do both, since you have neurocam.
It's got to be
Meyer, you just watched me blast it with energy and it...
Listen, don't tell me how to play. Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
Okay, John.
Ever!
So I'm going to... That's it. So we're in a commissary.
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 Right.
We've got some cordial stacks.
I'm going to...
Cordials come from
commissary.
The commissary.
I'm gonna run away from the thing and try to see if I can get some cool weapons to take this down, because I can't... My guns can't take it down.
Where are you gonna get weapons from?
In the commissary.
There's no gun shop.
I'm still gonna run away from it.
Where? Down the hall, or are you gonna hide in the commissary somewhere?
In the commissary!
Alright, so make an infiltration check.
Alright, I'll do it. Infiltration. Here we go.
Boom! Feel it. That is a 92, so that's a fail.
Alright, well, you dive into the commissary.
You have moxie, you can flip it.
Yes, I do.
Well, it's not shooting at you right now, but
so then
not hiding.
I'm going to flip it.
Okay.
So I pass.
Alright, in that case, you are hiding.
That's good.
Okay, speed 2. Ed.
I'm going to hide.
Alright, infiltration.
That is 20 out of 55.
Are you hiding in the hall or in the commissary?
I'll hang out with this guy in the commissary.
Stay away from me. What if he needs
a... Do you go to the jump to the same spot as Meyer, or do you go to a different spot?
I'll go to a different spot.
Okay. You hide.
Wait, Meyer hid, so he shouldn't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know where I was.
Well, Meyer hid from the warbot.
I hid from
he's
everybody.
Not hidden from
nobody
you guys.
Nobody knows where I am.
I hide in...
It wasn't that good of a role.
It was that good.
I hide in the Klingon food vendor's booth.
Okay. Chris, speed 2.
Same thing as last turn.
Shooting at it?
Yeah. Pull water.
I just go... shit.
It dodged. 18.
Man, that giant rope. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Can I see the book?
You can't see the book.
Will and James, you're up next.
Now I'm just picturing this
freakishly... What are you seeing the book for?
I just want to see... So,
I want to see
all my
traits
here. I'm thinking that maybe...
Limber? I just go... I shoot at it. It absorbs everything that I shot at it. I just... Shout, oh shit, and
run. I'm picturing this huge mechanical construct dodging away with like cat like reflexes and grace.
That's what I was saying. Like, this thing has got four arms and tentacles. Right. How is it moving? Whatever. That just adds to the scariness.
Uh huh.
Each level provides a +10 modifier to escaping from bonds, fitting into narrow confines, and other acts of relying on coordination or flexibility.
All right. So, like, if you were trying to escape being tied up or wiggle through a vent or something like that.
+10. Okay.
Yeah. +10.
Oh, by the way, Alex, I have the innocuous trait, so if the thing ever tries to spot me, it's -10.
It just shot my foot. Okay. I'm going to shoot at it again.
All right. James?
I'm going to try and kick the big brain out.
All right. You need to find it first.
Okay.
So give me... I'm going to say programming. To try to find out where in this room, or hardware electronics.
Okay.
To find out where in this room it would be.
67 out of 85.
Okay. You notice there's a server hidden behind some wires on the other side of the commissary.
Let's say, can I just
don't look at this server.
There's a cardboard sign taped to it. No.
Not important. Don't look here.
Do not look behind the curtain. And you now that you look at it, you can see that there's lights on it. That's definitely a server where an infomorph could sleep himself if he wanted to be running the station.
Okay.
But it's going to take you a turn to get across to him.
Without being noticed, especially.
Well, without being noticed, it will probably take you 2 turns.
Okay.
At court, if we want someone to not notice something...
You are kidding me.
Either if we want someone to not throw something out, we write garbage on it.
All right. So, Will, you're rolling to hit him? You shoot him?
Yeah.
Are you going to full auto?
But I've done it before.
Damage.
What's your gun?
Also, if we want them to keep it, we write important. Do not throw out.
Your kinetic machine gun?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, we don't want this to throw
so
us. So, we're
you're going for a damage.
Yep.
So, roll the hit.
Fuck. missed.
These are banging the table.
Do you have, right. Do you have Moxie Will? You could flip it or re-roll it.
Yeah, Moxie to re-roll it.
What did you roll?
A million.
Wait, what did you roll?
69.
Okay. Yeah, so flip
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I would have flipped that.
Make the failure worse.
All right, so roll again.
Six, much better, 25.
I would have rolled. All right,
you hit him. Roll for damage.
3.
Yeah, Will.
10, 15.
I can see that moving.
17.
Yeah, they're supposed to make the third one,
yeah.
And I haven't heard anything. I don't hear about that.
19.
It's not like the Ghostbusters.
Damn it.
Yeah, that keeps saying, oh, we're 19, making it.
21
we're
plus 6.
We're making it.
27.
We're not 7. Making it.
What's the AP on that?
We're making it, but we're not really seeing any details.
It's a minus 6.
He's in it. He's
not. All right, yeah.
He's in it.
You do damage.
Shoot it, shoot it, shoot it!
Damage. Will, it's getting a little tired of you, so it's going to shoot you with his freezer.
Oh, God!
So, roll Frey at half, minus 10.
Freezer!
For some reason, I just pictured a cat.
Can I just roll Moxie?
Giant, like,
you could spend a point of Moxie. That will give you a margin of success of 10.
Because I'm at minus 10 already.
That would make your dodge roll 10. So if it rolls to hit you and gets above 10, you get hit.
Well, a freezer is a shredder with like little ice fleshets, isn't it?
No, it fires hardening foam. That's
ice. Oh, okay.
Ice. Yeah, I was picturing like frozen in place kind
yeah,
of freezer.
That's yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, actually, I was picturing a giant freezer.
It fires steel
cannon,
foam
but...
at you. That you can breathe through, but you're in a vac suit, so that wouldn't matter.
Yeah,
so you can use a point of Moxie, Will. That gives you a 10.
Why would it... To your what? What is your...
Well, it'd be 15, actually, so I'm a 20.
No. If you just spend... You can just spend a point of Moxie to automatically succeed if you want.
But it gives you an MOS of 10.
Yes.
It means you only succeed by 10 points, so
if
Alex
rolls higher than 10...
Right. If Alex succeeds by 11 points...
You're still...
Then he wins.
It's better than what I can roll right now, so.
There you go.
All right, so you spend a Moxie to auto-succeed.
All right. Right on top of
it's going to spend a point of Moxie.
To upgrade to a...
Flip. Well, no, it's going to flip its 72 to a 27.
No, that's not good news.
No.
So, Will, it hits you.
Damn, by 2.
Make a...
No, by
17.
17.
No, because it was...
What was it?
It's 10. You spend a point of Moxie.
Add 10. It is 10.
Yes.
You won by 10 points.
You,
how many points did
you spend?
27.
Yeah, 27. 17
so
points.
You
spend a point
points.
Of Moxie,
and
it
gives
you rolled a 10.
Yes, you rolled a 10.
Only 2 points.
It's like Blackjack. He came 10 points closer to Blackjack than you.
All right, so Will, you have to make a reflex times 3 test.
Reflex times 3.
Yes, at the top. REF times 3.
That's much better than what I was getting.
This would be an 11, which would mean your Blackjack hand was hard.
I rolled the wrong dice. Hold on.
You rolled the wrong dice?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, what do you mean you rolled the wrong
dice? I rolled 3 dice.
Okay.
Oh.
I grabbed the third dice by accident.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, 36.
Out of?
60.
Your reflexes are 20? Yeah. All right. So you are not trapped in foam. Congratulations. The foam hits and explodes next to you and just sort of grows into this gray pile.
Ooh, nobody go ahead of that.
Oh, I have cover.
Because it is cover.
All right.
Next thing
Ryan,
you know,
it's
dive out of the way and hide behind it so he can see
it. It likes Seeker so much, it can enjoy my Seeker.
Okay. Roll it.
All right, Boba Fett.
45.
I get the impression Will's going to take cover behind this giant pile of foam and it's going to shoot a grenade into the pile of foam.
It's going to use another Moxie to bump his success up to a critical.
Can I use one my Moxie to negate its critical?
Yes. Sure.
All right. In that case, I will.
Okay. You hit him. Roll for damage.
Rocket punch. Rocket power.
17.
Power lines.
I gotta save my last Moxie.
17, 26, 36. With a minus 8 AP.
With minus 8 AP.
Go.
I'm guessing it's energy.
Ranger.
Yep.
Since
that
heat.
does a nasty amount of damage to him.
Yes.
Series.
All right.
Actually,
and Meyer,
job too,
you have your narrow camp. So what are you going to do? Speed 2.
I have cover. I would like to get out of the cover and distract the robot to come to see me so then all my friends can shoot it when it's distracted by me.
Okay.
So you're going to jump out. Hey! Fuckface!
Yeah. we're in a commissary. Maybe there's like some chairs you could throw on.
Throw a chair. Flip a table. Just go out there and flip a table.
I have performance. I want to perform.
Or a salt shaker.
Yeah, eat salt, bastard!
Salt gets stuck in the gears.
Bill starts singing an opera song.
Okay.
Elliot, you more like smelly it.
You, I'm not going to make you roll. You jump out and start waving your arms around. I mean, you can't scream. I can't hear you. Because you're on radio.
Okay.
But you jump out and start waving your arms around.
Hope it doesn't see me.
You don't know. It doesn't have a face. It's a robot.
Throw a chair at it.
I'll ag it.
All right, so round two. Ed, you're up.
Well, I'm still at speed three.
Oh, okay, Ryan, speed three.
Yeah, you know what? Another seeker, why the hell not?
How many does your wrist launcher have?
It has four loaded in it, and I have six more.
Okay.
It's got a million.
So, infinite. Roll.
Okay.
No,
92.
Alright, you miss. Now it's round two, Ed.
Ready, fight.
I'm gonna stay hidden.
Okay, you don't have to. Okay. Chris.
How close am I to it?
I think it's about 20 feet away.
Kick it in the shin.
Well, I've got one grenade left, but I'm awful at throwing, so I think I'm gonna shoot it again, because I have a feeling if I threw, I'd probably throw it at my feet.
Okay.
So,
he's rolling and
I'm not close enough to just go. And run. So,
it's
there. Hold this.
It's zero G. So you pull the pin and go to throw it, but it's inside your hands.
You're like, oh. 25.
And then throw the pin towards it.
All right, you hit him. Yeah. Roll for damage.
All right, this is full auto again.
Okay.
Roll that beat.
I didn't say it, but I intended it all along.
All right.
We're fighting a Titan war mech. Cut us a fucking break.
I'm going to have to reload after this, though. That's 14, 24, 29, 34, plus 5, 39.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
It is heightened.
That was more useful than the other time I shot it.
James and Will.
I'm going to try and get to the Saiva.
Quickly or stealthily?
Stealthily. I don't want to get shot.
Okay, so make an infiltration check.
25. At 30.
It rolled 50 out of 50 on perception.
God, shit, fuck.
So it sees you. Will, what are you doing?
Firing full auto again.
Okay.
Infiltration man can.
Roll the hit.
It's going to shoot at me. It doesn't like
I
have
to
reload.
I'm
going to
shoot
at you
because
I love you.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. 18
to hit.
Alright, you hit him.
Yeah. Damage. So how much does this Titan War machine look like, James?
About 17%.
Okay, so I only understand character descriptions when they're compared to James.
It looks like James if he was that robot from the beginning of RoboCop.
Okay.
With tentacles.
Yeah,
and extra arms.
And no goatee.
Oh, no, it has the goatee.
Please put down your gun.
Six. Oh, God! Four. Oh, God!
Don't ask me.
That's a 33 plus 6.
Is shove it in one.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. 39.
Yeah. 39 minus 6.
All right, it is almost dead. Unfortunately, it's not dead yet.
Yay.
And it's decided to pull out the stop. So, Ryan, it's shooting a seeker at you.
Okay.
James, it's shooting the freezer at you.
God damn it.
Will, it's shooting its kinetic rail machine gun at you. And Chris, you're getting a particle beam bolter.
In that case, I'm going to use my full turn to dodge.
I just seen you wave my arms at it.
It did. You don't have a gun. It's ignoring you.
No.
All right. So, we'll go in order. Ryan first.
On it next was it
63 out of 65.
That didn't sound good.
Oh my god.
I'm still hiding.
All right. It missed you, Ryan. Well, you beat it.
What is your weakest of
prey? My fray is at 70.
It's
and it goes to half, and I spent the full turn to dodge, so it gets plus 30. So it's It's 35 plus 30. We're the 65. Brains.
All right, Will. So roll fray at half.
We can talk our way through things.
If you spend your whole turn to fray, then you'll get a plus 30.
You already went.
Yeah. I already went.
You didn't have that.
I can't.
I can fuck things.
Shit.
Actually, wait, he has speed too, right?
Yeah.
His next turn.
Yeah, it's gonna. The turn, attack's. Isn't it? The attack's gonna land before he can muster up the self awareness to.
I'm trying to help Will.
See, since I was going at the same time, my character kind of realized.
I mean, on your turn, that could have said, I'm going to wait and dodge.
Oh, I know.
Will that cut through the giant blob that's in front of me?
You don't know. You don't know what the blob is made of or what it does.
Only one way to find out.
Also, it's going full auto on you.
I'm going to find out if the thing it's shooting me with can go through me.
Full auto for damage.
I would say just get as flat as you possibly can behind the blob.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
All right, so fray at half.
That's a fray?
Yeah, fray is dodge.
To get out of the way.
27.
I'll fray your butt.
Minus 17.
What? Why are you minusing it?
17.
Because he has a wound.
Oh. Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm hitting a table.
What did you roll?
65.
All right. It rolled 94. It missed.
Do you get any bonuses for going prone?
No. Well, I mean, it's not so much, in that case, it's not so much jumping out of the way. It's making sure you're hidden behind.
Right.
It's just my phrase useless, that's all.
Well, do you get any...
No, it's being still just dodging out of the way.
What about just being behind cover?
Being behind cover, it's a modifier to hit. But he fell.
Yeah.
It's a modifier for the attacker.
So you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, I'm fine.
It's not banging the table.
You dodge poorly, but he also...
But he missed anyway, yeah. Chris!
What was he shooting me with?
A particle beam bolter.
Hey, I got one of those.
Beam bolter.
Yeah, yes. I shot him with it. It didn't do anything.
Well, he's going to shoot you with it. And see what it does.
Well, you'll find out if you don't fray.
Not me. He's shooting Chris with it.
Yeah, me and Ed are the weakest of the bunch. He doesn't care about
us. Ray, 33.
If he takes you guys down, he's just going to look at us and we're going to die.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, man, that's 83. And
he just kills all of them, you and I just take one shot at it.
Right in the eyes.
I guess we'll see what happens when it hits me.
Well, it also rolled 83, so it missed.
Yes!
And James.
Dodging.
Ray at half, yep.
Ty goes to defender, right?
Well, yeah, he missed.
27 out of 15.
All right. Okay. So it hits you. Reflex times 3.
29 out of 30.
Okay, so you do not get frozen in foam.
Thank Jeebus.
Some of it gets on your clothes, and you can see like it hardens up, but it's not enough to slow you down.
Oh, now she has to go shopping for a whole new outfit.
A whole new vac suit.
So what would have happened if it hit me? What is a part of it? It's like a laser beam?
Yeah, it's like a laser rifle.
It's like a blaster.
Yeah. Okay. It would have hurt. And Meyer.
Quite a bit of armor.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
It's like one of these things.
See, what is it? Waving does nothing.
I think this is the thing that blew up. Right? It can have to see somehow,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
It has sensors that has to see somehow, right?
So you would assume so.
So really, so I'm going to jump on its head part, well, so then it can't
like
see.
Crushing this guy.
Blew it up.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. There's tentacles,
sorry,
Meyer.
I thought you were covering it.
Meyer, also, we're all shooting at it, so jumping on it is probably a very bad
idea.
Okay,
then I'm just going to put myself in front of Elise, and so then if it shoots at Elise, it shoots me.
All right, so make a fray check.
Fray.
Oh, no, I'm free fall.
Free fall.
My brain is not working today.
I'm terrible.
I was yelling at Will about something, and my brain stopped.
I'm just going to Mossy and say I do it, because I suck at free falling.
Okay, you do it. You're moving next to Elise. Speed 2! Ed.
This is where the bird acts.
It's doing a bunch of stuff, so I'm gonna shoot it.
Okay. Roll a hit.
It's probably not going to do anything, but... that's a 41 out of 60.
60?
Yeah.
All right, you hit. Roll for damage.
That is...
No, full auto?
It's a beam weapon. It doesn't...
That is 17... 18, 19, 20... 21 minus 2 AP.
All right. You kill it.
Wait,
what?
It wasn't that
we did a lot of the work,
you, but and just goes didn't do enough damage.
Yeah.
Thanks. I decided you not shoot at all.
I didn't actually. You didn't actually roll enough to kill it, but I fudged its health a little bit because I wanted it to get off one big salvo at all of you before it died. So I decided to give it to you. But yeah, you kill it.
Bitch, you made me not do anything.
I'm sorry.
You all get a message from Elliot. And do you read it?
Is it it's in text, right?
Yes.
Sure. All right, so yeah.
Is it a bunch of blasphemous and very, very hateful and mean?
Yeah, it's kind of... he says, fuck you, meatbags.
How does it feel that your son was killed by a bird?
He says him that.
You see the Farcaster light up. And a big beam of it sort of has a ring of light that goes from the bottom and shoots its way up.
Wherever we're going, he just went ahead of us.
That's all right.
Fuck.
The server goes dark.
God damn it.
All right, so he pulled the emergency escape, which is smart.
I'm going to shop.
All right, so Elise, we have to load up our...
I'm going to reload.
Load up our forks and transmit them to wherever it is the fuck they're going.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm just going to tell you. If you send your forks, when they come back, if you don't reintegrate with them, you're not going to get any res points.
For the next missions.
For however long you're on the other side.
Well, the way I'm thinking is, if they come back is a really big if.
Well... ostensibly, they have to come back. Otherwise, how are you going to get any information back?
Well, that would be the goal, yes. Right. But we're going in blind.
Yes, you don't know what's on the other side.
Right.
As long as one of us makes it back, then I guess that's all.
I'm just saying, you can absolutely send Alpha Forks. But if you don't reintegrate with them when you get back, you're not going to get any res points.
Right. Well, from
the longer you're apart, the harder it is to reintegrate.
Right.
I'm just going to go for it.
What do you mean?
I'm just gonna do it myself.
Gavin. You're not sending an Alpha 4?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go.
I'm sending an Alpha 4. There's no way.
I mean, you can send an Alpha 4, fine.
Nope. First, can I shop?
Yeah, I'm gonna do some scrounging.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really nothing here.
There's really... It's been around...
There's nothing in any of the stores, no...
Well, what are you looking for?
What
kind of stores do they have?
I mean, they were, like... food stores, and then, you know, like, it was, basic toiloteries and supplies.
Yeah, it was a mining asteroid, okay. So they were probably just...
And they would have probably used everything when they were trying to survive.
What's the worst that can happen if I don't send them off? I'm just gonna...
You die, and then stay permanently dead.
Yeah, well...
Well, he'd get restored from backup, but right. You'd lose res points because all this stuff hasn't happened.
Yeah, but either
yet.
Way, I don't get any res points then. I'm just gonna go for
Well,
it.
You can reintegrate with your fork when it gets back.
Not doing that.
Apparently he can't do that.
My guy's... Gavin will not reintegrate with Gavin. He is staying.
Integrate with Gavin.
I'm going to send an Alpha 4.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Now, here's a question that I have.
Yes.
Since we forked ourselves on the ship before we spent the hideous amounts of moxie that we spent on these...
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that...
Yes, you could have your moxie on the other side.
All right, so yeah, I'm definitely sending an Alpha 4.
And on the other side, Chris probably wouldn't have any of his stress either.
Yep, right.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way it thinks.
Oh, I have medicine.
Even though I forgot about the stress.
I wouldn't be wounded.
It'll heal. You won't be, because you'll be in a new body. Presumably.
In either case, I'm still going to try to heal Will's.
My medicine's
healing
me, right?
Okay, give me a medicine check. Yeah, medicine, well, it doesn't happen right away.
I only have one damage.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take like a half hour.
That is 40 out of 70, boss.
Okay, so
40 out of 75, actually.
You can heal 5.
Nice. Thank you, Doxylabs.
Can I send the beta forks just to be different?
You'd have to prune. I think your maximum thing in anything is 65.
My wound is gone.
Yeah, you're not. It's not going to benefit you to send a beta fork.
Right, look at Doxylabs.
Amir, this is becoming a regular thing with you.
Yeah, I gotta stop getting hit.
James, are you sending an Alpha fork?
Yeah.
All right, so everyone but Meyer is sending an Alpha fork.
Yep.
Okay. So you all load your Alpha Forks into the Farcaster.
I just gotta be more careful than everyone else.
Meyer, you get a Ego Bridge to load yourself up. There's one attached, you load yourself up into it, and you transmit yourselves.
Where are we gonna put ourselves?
You don't know what's on the other side.
Well, that's the thing. We're basically just going into this blind.
Right.
Which is why I don't want to...
So we're going to be infomorphs until we find...
You don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone has to make an alienation check. Or integration check first. Minus 30.
Oh, we're doing this now?
What's,
yes.
What is that?
Oh, so integration is sum times 3 minus 30.
Yeah, it's on the second page.
That's zero.
Yeah, I'm failed. Yeah.
Well, you have to roll double off.
I failed.
I'm just
going to
boxy it.
Oh, wait,
eight,
we can do that?
48.
No, you can't boxy it. You're getting into a new body.
48 out of 70.
15 out of...
Minus 3 minus 30?
Yeah.
Out of 60.
I failed.
Okay.
45. That's 15. 8 out of 15.
Okay. Give me one second.
It was times 3, right?
Yes.
Oh, well,
when we find out what hideous fucking things that we are, I'm assuming because we are at a minus 30 to integrate.
Yeah, that means
like minus 30?
There must be terrifying
it's
bodies.
It's times 3 minus 30.
I hope I get
here, look, well, on the second page.
It makes sense. I'm not used to it.
See where it says integration?
Terrible. Yeah.
That you number minus 30.
If we're all integrating,
I still made it. It's 15. Times. I still made it.
Then I would have got that minus 30, so I know that's not the case.
So minus 30 to everything?
No.
No, it was just to the integration check.
Okay.
Okay, so wait, Ed, what did you roll? But how would you fail by?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you're going to have minus 10 for all your actions for 3 days.
Okay, yeah, it was something like. I think it was like, I have my psalm is 0 and I rolled like a 20 something.
Okay, yeah, so for 3 days you have minus 10 to all your actions. Who else failed?
I did.
I think everyone.
I didn't
fail.
All right. Chris, what did you fail by?
31 is what I rolled, and right. I was heading
in a same thing.
Lot,
you're going to have minus 10 for all your actions. Okay. And Meyer, what'd you roll?
I had zero. I rolled like 80 something.
All right. Well, okay. Minus 10 for 3 days.
All
right. Okay. So everyone, pass me your sheets.
I'll just write minus 10 on the next sheet. But
yes.
Yeah, I'm waiting to write it on the new one too.
All right.
Just two, right?
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. All right, Ryan, you feel yourself become solid again. Oh, you're on top, too, Ryan. Good choice.
Wait, can I make a suggestion? Can we get res points before we do this? Because we won't be able to have our res points in our... Except for mine.
We can do it after.
We'll just do it off mic.
Okay.
All right, so, Ryan. Now you have to give me an alienation test, Ryan. Also at minus 30.
Okay.
I took a sheet. INT times 3. So for you, that is 15. So it's 45 minus 30.
So I have to roll 15. Under a 15. 16. Motherfucker.
Ah. Okay.
Hey, at least it wasn't a 77.
I hate you, dice.
Okay.
My dice was not good today.
Ryan, you take one stress. give you a second. So, Ryan, you wake up. The first thing you feel is that you are on a cold metal slab. You can tell.
Okay, so we've
been... So you're in a biomorph, at least, if you can feel it.
Yes. So you sit up and open your eyes. But you can't.
Oh, boy.
You go up and grab your face, and... You feel you have sort of a bulbous forehead and no eyes. You gasp.
Do I have a mouth? Like, what do I feel?
You feel you have a bulbous forehead. You feel a nose. Your mouth and your jaw feel, they're there, but they feel odd. They're bigger than they should be. And your fingers are weird. They're long and skinny. You could feel that as you feel your face. You let out a little, you keep your cool, but you let out a little gasp. And then you could see the room. Everything, as you gasp, the sound travels out, and then you can, it's the oddest sensation ever, but you can perceive the room.
I'm echolocating?
That's what you would think.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right, congratulations, Ryan. You're in the Screecher Morph.
Is it that random what we get? Or
No. I decided this a long time ago.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Gavin, we'll just do you next.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be a deal.
And, that's a one. You get one stress. So, Gavin, same thing for you. Alienation is INT. So you have to roll against 15, too.
15. That's not on the table.
Can I box again?
No.
I failed.
What did you get?
31.
All right, so it's going to be 2 points of stress for you.
Okay.
You are standing up. And you open your eyes.
Okay, I'm standing up. That's good.
The first thing you notice is that you are in a room, you see a whole bunch of other bodies. It's dark, but it's not too dark. There's light, but it's dim. You can see people lying on slabs. Okay. Things seem kind of small. Oh. It's when you realize you're kind of tall. And your vision's a little weird. You're not used to seeing things like this. Oh. And you look down, and holy shit, you're a bird.
Ah, fuck!
But you're not any bird that you've ever seen before.
Okay.
You look almost like an ostrich on steroids.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Dave.
You try to move your arms, but instead you just have wings that you can see sort of have claws at the end. And your feet have huge talons. You almost look like a dinosaur. As your eyes move around, you can see that you just have a huge beak on the end of your mouth that's almost like an axe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Meyer, you are 6 foot, 300 pounds of awful. You're in the Terror Bird morph.
Oh, Terror Bird.
Yes. It's a real thing.
No,
it's
a
prehistoric bird.
Okay.
All right, James, you're next.
Wait, that's a bird that actually was alive at some
yes,
point?
Yes, it was an actual prehistoric bird.
It sounds like it was terrible.
All right, Doc Skelox didn't reinstantiate everyone, sorry.
How many stresses?
2 points.
Two?
All right, so James, you are also rolling against 15.
13!
Okay, you're cool with this. All right, so James, you wake up.
In the morning, feel like they did it?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't feel yourself on anything.
Or gotta have your bowl, gotta have cereal.
You have the strangest sensation because you can see all around you.
Oh, man.
You realize you have
all around him?
In a circle.
He has 360 degree
yes,
vision.
Yes, you have 360 degree vision.
Now I just gained a point of stress just trying to imagine.
Thinking about that? Yeah, it's horrifying.
That means I'm prey.
What? Well, no, you go to reach up and see, and instead of reaching up with your arm, the side of your body is just this fluidic metal that shakes. You scream and recoil. And just roll sideways and plump onto the floor.
Am I a blob?
No, you are a sphere.
Oh, God.
You are a sphere that's covered in some sort of metallic, smart metal exterior. You are in the spheroid morph.
Oh, Jesus.
The oblate spheroid?
No, it is a perfect sphere.
Well,
you're Doc Skelox.
Oh, God.
57.
All right, you get...
That's a lot of stress.
Yeah, that's 5 points of stress.
Wow.
Ah. Which
now,
is
man, so
probably a trauma.
Not a trauma.
Not a trauma.
No, your trauma threshold is 6.
Not a trauma!
At least it is now.
So I guess I'm stressed. I'm a bird now. I wouldn't...
Yeah, that's... It's odd for you.
Yeah.
All right, Ed.
I'm a
this
spear.
Is yeah. unlike anything you have ever seen before. You wake up, and everything feels numb. You can feel things. You feel that you're on some sort of table, but you can't really... you can feel the temperature, but you can't feel the texture.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have eyes to open, but you can see in infrared.
Am I the predator?
No. Oh. You open your mouth to, you know, test yourself out, and you can feel... Your whole head is like mouth. You're just a giant mouth.
Oh, God.
And you look down, and like you can't really see the detail, but you can see your body is very spindly and viney. In fact, it's so viney, you realize you're a plant.
Am I Audrey 2?
No, you're Audrey 3.
Audrey 3.
You are actually in the Audrey 3 mode.
I'm going to smoke you.
Feed me, Seymour. In space.
Damien. You are... you're rolling against... Well, wait. You're INT times 3. What did you roll?
84.
INT times 3.
We're going
three
in at 3.
You also get 5 points of stress.
Yeah, good.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to fill out your stat. I'm sorry. You're going to have to do that. Well, your trauma, it's actually higher than what it was. Give me one second.
That's good.
I'm a very deceitful plant.
It has all your, no, it has all your stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just thinking. I'm just.
I don't know. My,
yeah, that's going to be a trauma.
I have all these blade weapons. Yeah, right.
Chris,
blade is
you're reinstantiated.
Using my blade
and the first thing you notice is that you don't have a body.
Ed.
You.
Elise rolls over to you. Am I still pretty?
Yes. You try to move.
You're always beautiful
to
me, darling.
You're just parts. You try to look at yourself, but your vision is so screwed up. You're seeing yourself from a million different angles at once.
Good grief.
A swarm?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a swarm. But you're not a transhuman swarm. Transhuman swarms are like the size of small insects.
Yeah.
You're smaller.
Smaller?
You're a nano swarm?
You're the dust cloud morph.
Ugh.
Right.
And Amir.
Oh, God.
You roll against 15.
Oh. No, 53.
53. Okay, that's going to be 4 points of stress for you.
Oh, all of these things need to be filled in.
So I can't my weaponry. I can't fucking
luck.
You don't have any.
You said a bladed wings.
No, you got like an axe on your beak.
You have a sharp beak.
You said he had claws on his
talons.
Yeah, on his wings. And you have talons on your feet, which you can use.
No, I can't do bladed weapons.
Well, it's not really bladed weapon so much as unarmed, because it's not a weapon, it's you.
Well, I can't.
It's unarmed combat.
I'm not very good at unarmed either.
All right, so Will, you wake up, you're lying on your back. The first thing you open up and you look at your hands, they're regular, it's a different skin tone than what you're used to.
He's in the exact same.
it's a different skin tone than what you're used to, but it's okay.
White guy.
Except your vision, you can see a lot more. You don't have 360-degree vision, but you can definitely see a lot more than what you're used to. And you feel your face. You have mouth, nose, eyes. And then you look down, and your torso ends at the waist,
okay.
And where your legs should be, you have another pair of arms.
Okay.
And then attached to your torso, you have 2 more pairs of arms.
Wow, a lot of arms.
You're in the Spider-Man morph.
I just look around. I hate myself.
All right, now all of you look around. Give me another stress test, because you are all horrendously hideous monsters.
That is 32 out of 45.
Will times 3, right?
Yes, Will times 3.
And mine is different now because of the morph bone.
Minus, we still have the penalty?
You have a penalty if you failed your integration check.
Oh, I did.
So what's my penalty?
That's minus 10.
I passed, though.
Alright, so 32 out of 35.
No, 90
so
out
of
45.
Out of
50,
14 out of stupid 45. Integration check.
44 out of 60.
Alright, Chris, who else failed besides Chris?
I failed really badly.
Okay, did you critically fail or just a lot?
I just failed by like...
Alright, you each take 3.
Alright.
I critically...
Do I still have my muse?
Yes.
How much stress did I get from that last one?
5.
So I have 8 altogether now?
Yes.
That's a trauma.
So Doc,
we'll get to that.
I don't know what my trauma threshold is. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
That's 2 for me.
No, that's...
Oh, no, it's not a trauma. Never mind.
4.
Yeah, and I get 8 stress.
I was looking at my
list. Oh, yes.
I can tell you from experience,
can you tell me what the
dirt
is? All it says here,
dirt.
It says for more.
Well, we don't even...
It's 1.5.
We don't even know.
Give me a second.
Okay, and all the other blank ones are
maybe
based
we
off
do a name
that. So.
Yeah.
I'm Gavin.
Yeah, so you don't know who you are. I mean, you know who you are. You don't know who these other people are. All you know is that you wake up in a room full of monsters.
Oh, my God.
We wake up in Frankenstein's lab.
So I say that anyway about Doc. I know how it feels like to be a bird.
And then I respond.
Dear God.
And then the plant responds, I can tell you from experience. Well, I can tell you from experience. Because I probably would have a different voice now.
It's oddly enough, you don't.
Okay. Well, I can tell you from experience, it's much better to be a bird than it is to be a plant.
Doc, I'm dying, but Am I still pretty?
I think you're always beautiful, more,
so Dura times two.
All right.
Just have a roll call.
I'm good.
Gavin.
Dear God.
I'm assuming Elise asked me if she was pretty and not Amir.
Alex, does my weird echolocation sense start freaking the fuck out because everybody's talking?
No, it just gives you a better view. It gives you a more constant view of the room.
What does my pollen do?
I don't know. You all have abilities that you don't know.
Butterfree.
You don't know what these bodies are, and you don't know what they do. You have abilities that are not on your sheets.
Oh, good.
You're going to have to figure them out.
Oh. Hey,
Also, Dalton's there.
That's Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
Dalton is asleep. You see Dalton.
Don't say, because Derek is not here, and he would want to wait for the big reveal.
Well, I have to say it, because it involves all of you.
Oh, okay.
Dalton is sleeved. You see he sits up, or you assume it's Dalton. He is in a synth morph. Bipedal, two arms, two legs, looks completely normal. Not a model you've seen before. It's definitely a little bit taller and looks a little bit beefier.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's completely normal.
How did you get so lucky?
I don't know. Then you all get a message. Your friend Dalton has been sleeved into the boombox morph. He has a timer. Every time if the timer ever reaches zero, you all die. To stop the timer from reaching zero, you have to insert a sample of blood into the chamber that will open on his chest. The blood has to be different every time. The other way to stop yourselves from dying is to kill him.
Damien's so good. Immediately.
Dalton is in the Titan social experiment morph.
Oh my god!
Oh, this is awful.
Oh, my God.
Well, we just collect samples of blood.
Can I fly? Is there any more stress for that?
I am fucking floored here.
Can you say that, Will?
What?
I'm going to try to...
No, you try. You're not a flying bird.
Oh, well.
Like I said, you're like an ostrich.
Sum divided by 10, 1.5.
Oh, my God, D. Nobody cares about your costume.
Yeah, too.
I'm going to... Do I have a cortical stack?
Well, you can't feel it. It would be inside your head.
I guess speed.
It's not. It's even on a regular morph. It's not.
Want to switch?
One.
I don't think we can.
It would be part of your personal area network, wouldn't it?
You could tell. Yes, you all have. Well, actually, no. You don't have staff.
You should have sleeved me into a police baboon. That would have shut me up. Actually, no, it wouldn't have.
All right.
Those of you who can see.
Yeah.
Actually, all of you can tell this. There's nothing else in this room. There are the slabs that some of you woke up on, and that's it. You're all naked. You have no items. Nothing of use in here.
Oh, God, I'm naked.
I'm microscopic.
There's a cloud of you, Chris.
I'm microscopic and a million.
Oh, my God, I just snorted Damien.
Can we all form together to form one giant morph?
No.
Damn. And don't snort Damien. He'd become an animal.
Everyone's naked but the plant who's wearing a tuxedo.
I'm a sphere.
There's a door. That's it. That's the only other thing.
Well, I guess.
Well, do we
get onto the door?
No, you just have roots that you can somehow walk with.
Do we have the timer? How much is left on the timer?
Only Dalton can see the timer.
Okay, so I'm going to say, Dalton, how much is left on the damn timer?
12 hours. Started.
All right,
so we got some time before we have to worry about cutting ourselves and feeding you our blood. Does it tell you how much blood we need?
I feel like at this point, Damien would just go, why don't we just kill him now and get it over with? Save us a lot of trouble.
At this point, Damien would be trying to do it without telling anyone, because he doesn't want anyone to disagree with
him. Well, we're not going to do it. You have to wait for Derek to get it.
Exactly. That's why I wasn't saying
I figured we got six.
You need to process things a little bit first.
Yeah.
Your muses inform you that you have been in transit for just about 7 hours, which would put you maybe in the vicinity of Neptune.
Alex, I'm going to take a couple of steps forward, and I'm going to force myself to make a will check, a stress test, because I imagine walking as a plant is awful.
Yeah, make a stress test.
I failed.
All right, so take another two, because You have to get used to this. It's definitely a new sense of balance.
I imagine walking as a plant on vines is awful, and that gives me a trauma.
Okay, well we'll deal with the traumas next time.
I have two traumas.
You just roll forward, but you're not spinning. You're always level. At least your field of vision is always level.
I don't really have fingers like Doc, right? I just have wings.
No, you have. Didn't you say he had hands?
He has claws at the end of your wings. Oh, okay. So, like, if you got close to someone, you could probably slash them, but they're not hands for gripping.
They're not manipulating digits.
Right. Oh, well, I can't do it.
I guess nobody's mentioning me in Spider-Bot.
Do I have, like...
No, you're not a bot. You're a biomorph.
Do I have vines that can grip things?
Yeah, you have, like, you have a big bulbous head.
Do I look like Audrey, too?
Kind of. You have a big bulbous head and sort of a thick stem. And you have roots at the bottom, which are your feet. And then you sort of have vines in the middle, which are your arms.
How many?
Two. One on each side.
37. So, Amir, what's with you and being a spider?
That's the second time he's a spider, isn't it? He was a spider bot.
I was a spider?
Yeah, in the first game, you were a spider bot.
That's right.
This is worse.
This is so much worse.
Well, I assumed that. I was okay with it.
Oh, yeah, except you got annihilated almost.
I didn't die.
You almost did. That poor thing.
So you guys are standing in the room.
Who's with me being spiders?
Yes, you are.
Oh, God, walking in this thing is terrible.
All right, well, folks.
I just kind of roll around.
We got 12 hours before we have to worry about feeding Dalton our blood.
Do I even have blood?
You don't know. You're not a botanist.
Let's spread out and not spread out. Let's figure out where the hell we are and
how can
get
you
some
see?
Intel.
You don't have any eyes.
How can I interact?
I'm echolocating right now.
Oh, okay.
What, James?
How can I interact with computers?
You don't know.
I need to figure that out because.
So if nobody else is saying anything, then I start going. Boop.
All right, you all just see Lucas start going. Right, you can perceive the door, Ryan, and you see that there is a pad next to it.
Okay.
But if it's a touch screen, you can't see what's on it. You just see the outline of shapes.
Somebody with actual fucking vision want to open the door?
I'm going to...
And you sort of have the same... Like, you could see that the pad... You're seeing it infrared. So you can kind of see that the pad is there. It's a little bit warmer than the surrounding wall. But if there's a specific button you have to press, you can't see it.
Okay.
You're looking at a phone with a blank screen. You don't know. You know it's there, but you can't see the individual buttons.
I have hands, so I guess I can try it.
At least rolls into the door. Clunk.
All right, James, give me Psalm times three.
Psalm.
Fuck this. Fuck this very hard.
42 out of 45.
Okay.
I'm doing really good right now.
You manage to sort of. You realize you can manipulate this. The goo covering your sphere. And you make, it's not pretty. You make a sort of tendril that goes up to the panel.
Oh, yes, tentacles.
And when you touch it, you interface with it.
Yay!
Ryan, you remember your Facebook status the other day about if you...
So you don't have to, it's just, you don't have to have, you just open the door.
Okay.
Door opens. There's a hallway.
You had some tentacles in that bowl of yours.
Yeah, just
kind of. This might be a really good game for Ryan. What with all the hallways.
Well,
hallway.
I do love.
Doc is just sort of flailing.
Did anyone just hear?
Actually, this is kind of fun now.
No, what it will say.
I'm nothing but curves.
Yeah.
The hallway stretches, and those of you with eyes can see at the end there are doors with glass window with glass panes in them, and there's light coming in. It looks like there's some sort of maybe street outside.
Can anybody get on the mesh here?
You can ping it. There is a mesh. There's no activity. There's no information you can access.
Oh my god! Are we on like a Earth?
All right. I'm gonna say let's not get on the mesh.
I'm gonna walk outside.
Yeah, okay. we'll go out.
Damien is still wallowing in self-pity.
You're not even gonna follow along?
I think we're on Earth.
Not yet.
Okay.
Hope not.
But the outside doors are automatic. So you, as you get closer, Meyer, they slide open, and you walk outside, and you are on a street. It looks like you're in some sort of city with very low buildings.
Okay.
I really hope I died up there.
And do you all look around?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah. You don't have to roll, James. You all look around. You can see down the streets. To your left and to your right. And as you look down to your left, you see the street ends.
Yeah.
And then about, you know, 100 feet away from you, and then continues vertically. And
Inception.
The buildings start coming out towards you and just perfectly intersects with the buildings that are going up vertically.
Holy shit.
Occupying the same space. And as you look up and look around, you realize that this entire city is a giant cube.
Fuck.
And you're on the inside.
That's... Fuck. Fuck!
Welcome to the City of the Titans. And we will end there. So...
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So somewhere in this horrible, impossible city is information you need. And you need to find it, and then figure out a way to get back home. Because there was no Farcaster in that room you reinstantiated in.
Uh-huh, you guys hate your regular selves. I am my regular self.
So what do you guys think?
So now you hate yourself because you didn't do it.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. I can't wait for the next step.
You're probably wishing, I should have done this.
Is this a new arc now?
Yes, this starts the Titan City arc.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Take me down to the Titan City.
This is probably going to go for a few minutes.
Where the morphs are anything but
God. This is going to suck.
All right, so you know, it's actually fun to do the things on mic, so... Here's, oh, sorry. Oh. Lucas. Elise. Your original sheet so you can get your red points.
Back.
Gavin.
Thank you.
Amir.
Okay. We have our own Moxie, right?
Yes, you have. Your new morphs have your full Moxie.
Okay.
Exactly. All right, so you each get 4 for playing well when you were on the station.
Right.
And you each get 1 nomination. Start with Will.
Well...
Hold on. No, I'm going to give it to Ed.
Why?
He patched him up.
He patched me up, and also, he took down that motherfucker.
And you did technically kill Elliot.
Ryan?
I'm going to give mine to James for flirting with my other character.
Okay. Meyer?
I will give it to Ryan.
Hooray.
Because he's a leader of the bunch.
Okay. James?
I give mine to Chris for taking out a bunch of those security bots.
Yeah, even though I really just minimally damaged them.
You hit all of them. That was impressive.
Thank you.
Ed?
I didn't hit them all.
I am going to give mine to Chris for role-playing his... crazy.
His obsession.
Yeah. Well.
All right, and Chris.
All right, I think I'm going to give mine to, I think, Ryan, because Rocket Launcher helped a lot.
Yay!
Okay. All right, well, it might be a few weeks until the next game, because I have a lot of planning to do for the Titan City.
Well, it's okay, because we've got, this is our third game backlog.
Yep. No, I know we've got a lot of stuff, and Ed's running stuff.
Yeah,
and
we'll have to meet sometime soon to...
Keep going with the Tire House.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
because we're going to need to switch our characters over to... Oh, I mean, it's always been World of Darkness.
It's always been Fourth Ed Mage. What are you talking about?
New World of Darkness.
All right, so pass me your old sheets first.
Old sheets.
Are we not switching?
Pass me your old sheets first, Ed.
Ed, follow direction.
I take away all Ed's points and not listen to him. Okay, I don't have guns anymore.
No, you have Colin.
I'm sorry, guys, but probably in the next game...
All right, now pass me new sheets.
New sheets.
Probably in the next game, I'm just going to get curious and release the pollen to see what it does.
You're going to paralyze us all. Yeah, you're a butterfree.
You're going to kill us all.
I'm sorry.
No.
Anyway, everybody, thanks for listening.
I hope you enjoyed it.
We're going to go and think about the horrible things that we are now.
Yeah.
Bellsprout?
I'll have...